out of
the Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs for security, show business.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on our program on Discover after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. The contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK. P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Ricky Light gave birth Monday in the bathtub. It was a water birth. We now have, I believe, exclusive tape on the Don and Mike Show of Ricky Lake giving birth in her bathtub. Now, Ricky, you're going to have to push just a little bit harder. Come on. Come on, just a little bit harder, please. Okay, Ricky, we're going to get the baby this time. Push. The Lakes have had a baby.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer, okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi.
Go fist yourself, pimple ass.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
He's the reason. I've got one of those little metal fishes on the back of my car.
Uh-huh.
Fish? It's a fish.
There's Phil on it.
It's what?
It says Phil on it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
Hey, do you like a bargain?
You know I do.
Well, I got good news for everybody, because Phil just signed an exclusive contract with Reebok, so this weekend he's selling all his old clothes. Well, good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Kramer and Twitch and all the shit to see. Hey, now, it's the hum of the $400 Hummer, the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on Thursday, June 21.
Well,
got a couple of things, a couple of ways you can go at the beginning of the show today.
I just noticed this very moment your T-shirt.
Oh, for Washington's newest sports team.
Yes, very, very nice.
The Washington feces.
Very, very attractive.
I want to thank the good people at ilovebacon.com.
They are good people.
One day we were talking on the air about how there should be a sports team named the feces, and they sent me a T-shirt that actually has the logo Washington feces.
They're on the game over at ilovebacon.com.
And a little pile of poop with eyes and a smile on it.
Almost like a little beak on it.
Yeah.
Goody.
So listen, we can go a couple of ways. I can tell you about my medical procedure today.
You had a medical procedure today?
Uh-huh.
Like an expected one or an unexpected one?
Kind of expected, but nothing to do with my kidney or anything.
Ah.
And nothing to do with my Duke.
Okay, very good.
My foot.
What?
Your toe?
Not my green fungus toe. My other toe.
Really?
Yeah. I got that, or I've got the brand new revolutionary breakthrough here, technological type stuff.
I'm curious about your toe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
but I am also curious about the new revolutionary breakthrough.
Well, we do have new technology. Well, listen, okay, let me tell you about my toe first.
Okay.
You know, I'm really into this workout thing with the guy coming to my house every
day. Right.
And
The thing that he's had me doing over the last week or so is this idiotic exercise where I take a 25-pound weight in each hand.
Okay.
And we have the big, long stairs going from our deck down to the ground. It's like maybe 25 steps.
Right.
And what he has me do is kind of semi-run up and down these steps.
Great for the quads.
10 times, okay? And, like, he does this at the end of the workout, so by the time I get up these stairs, like the fifth time, my legs seriously are shaking.
That's 50 pounds of weight that you're carrying besides your body weight on top of your legs.
And I'm saying to him, this was a couple of days ago, or late last week, I said at one point, I said, I'm really going to fall apart here. And he said, no, come on, come on, come on. You know, he's got that whole, got that whole drill sergeant thing happening.
Come on.
As I was coming down the stairs, carrying these weights in each hand.
Yeah. He's down there going, come on.
I dropped one of the weights because I'm such an uncoordinated dork.
Just a barbell?
Yeah, the little, you know, the...
barbell.
Yeah, the... Well, is that what you call it?
Dumbbells.
The
dumbbells. The little ones.
Yeah, yeah,
the barbell is the long thing.
Right,
yeah,
a dumbbell, this 25-pound dumbbell that was in my left hand, I dropped it and it fell right on my foot.
Hey, that's an S-load of weight. I mean, it doesn't sound like it, but it is. It's an S-load of weight to drop on your foot.
Right on my toe. So I took my shoe off and took my sock off, and there was some blood there, and it appeared that maybe the toenail had been cracked.
Ah! Like you need more damage to a toenail.
Mm-hmm. And you know, sad to say, it was one of the few good toenails I have, one of the non-infected toenails.
Right.
So what I did, rather than go to a doctor, was I just put a Band-Aid on it and thought, well, you know, what the hell, I won't worry about it.
Were you able to put weight on it?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, pretty much. I've been okay.
So you didn't break the toe, then?
No, I definitely did not break the toe. However, today, when I was going through my workout with him again, and we're doing stuff, jumping rope and doing all the stuff that involves me jumping up and down, at one point I said, Christ, my toe's killing me. And I took off my sock and just, I mean, like on that Saturday Night Live skit with Julia Child with the blood pouring out. I got a gusher of blood.
Right.
So he says, okay, we're going to lay off stuff where you have to, you know, like lift up on your toes, and you should probably see the doctor.
Trainers are great, aren't they? I mean, let me tell you something. Trainers are as far away from medical doctors as you can possibly get. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, you know, so meanwhile you're bleeding profusely. You say, hey, we'll do some other stuff.
So now, you know, I got an aversion to feet to begin with.
Right.
I don't like my feet. I don't like your feet. I don't like anybody's feet.
That's why you don't go to the foot doctor, right?
I don't, and I've never been to a foot doctor. I mean, I think maybe one time I went.
A podiatrist.
When right. I got the spiel about the stuff, you know, this incredibly expensive potion that you put on your feet to get rid of the toenail fungus.
Right.
Which I have on, and I counted today, the doctor counted, on 4 of my 10 toes.
Are they heavily weighted towards one foot, or are they equally distributed?
Two on the right, two on the left.
I see. Evenly taken care of.
So anyway, I get to the podiatrist this morning, and of course I'm embarrassed because, first of all, I don't like my feet to begin with.
It's a foot thing.
Back it off. You know, I got a couple of the toes that, frankly, even though they're nicely manicured.
That's why you suffered in silence.
Even though they're nicely manicured, these where I do have the toenail fungus, it's not a particularly pretty sight.
No, right, I would imagine so.
I mean, but then again, as the doctor said to me, as soon as he saw my feet, he said, well, what are you worried about? He said, what's the big deal? And he said he's seen 20 times worse. Of course, I'm sure he would say that to a leper who came in.
Right.
You know, he would say, hey, you're not, you know, the kid from Mask could come in there and he'd say, well, I've seen worse than you.
Could have been worse, though. You know, he said, some of these toes are ready to fall clean off.
So anyway, after giving me the lecture about how, well, you should really think about a treatment for the fungus on these toes, and then, you know, you can take this stuff and rub it on it, and yes,
right,
it spends a bit of work. He finally gets around to looking at the toe that I dropped the weight on.
Right.
And he says, first thing he says is, well, that was one of your good toes, wasn't it? And I said, one of the good toenails.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, it was.
But is it the baby toe?
No, it is the second from my big toe.
Oh, wow.
On my left foot.
Wow.
So what he says is, I think the only thing that I can do is remove the toenail.
Oh, no.
Remove the toenail.
Oh, my God.
So what he says is, I want you to sit down
right here
and just relax for a few moments, and a nurse will be in.
And I'm surprised you can even go into a doctor's office.
A nurse,
the crap that they've had you go through.
A nurse comes in and she takes a needle.
Yeah.
Not a horse-sized needle. It's a regular needle.
Little anesthesia.
little anesthetic, guys.
Something to numb, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And what she does is, she now, and I'm really feeling, I'm awkward about my feet to begin with. She's down there. She's got her face and her rubber gloves.
Did they spray anything on your toe before they did?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where they gave you the needle?
They washed it.
Right.
They washed it, and then they sprayed it. And
sprayed
then
it. They spray the numbing thing now before they give you the needle.
Right.
And they really numb you up.
They washed it first, though. Right. And I had just come from the shower and did pan on brand new socks, never before worn socks.
Well, that woman's still a saint.
So she right, hey, washed my feet, teased my feet.
Between the toes.
So she's sitting down on the stool at the end of this gurney that they've got me laying on, and she actually spreads the space between my big toe and this toe, that the next toe that's got the nail that's in tatters.
So that's
and
the vein where they got to give you the needle.
She takes the needle and right in between the toes. Right in between the toes. And I mean, man, like a poker up my rear end.
I mean, that thing is. I mean, you can go around the human body and find sensitive areas. That is one of. That's why people like their feet rubbed. Some people.
It's like, ow, ow. You know, again, you know me. Low threshold of pain.
I was waiting for you to say that your foot suddenly bolted up, upright. You know, kicking the woman in the chin.
No, I was able to keep it together, and she gave me the shot. And she said, "Hey, we're going to wait about 10 minutes." For the shot to take effect,
mm-hmm.
And when the doctor comes back, if you feel your foot has gone numb, then the doctor will be able to proceed. Now, at this point, I still don't know what he's going to do.
Right.
So the doctor comes in. It's about 15 minutes later, and he says, "Hi, did you get the shot?" And I said, "Yeah." And he pulls out what appears to be like he went to Home Depot and got a pair of pliers.
Right.
Like, I just pulled out pliers. They're not doctor pliers. They're not anything from a medical school. They're a pair of pliers.
This crap's on the side. This is making my blood turn cold
and
right now.
He says to me, "What I'm going to do is tug. This is the only way that we can get this toenail out. We're just going to pull it out. We're going to actually pull the toenail out because you've already started to rip. When it cracked, it actually started to rip already."
Right.
He said, "So what we're going to do is we're going to have to
get both pieces out."
Yes, pull it out.
Whoa.
And then at this point,
you're not feeling anything, though, now.
No, we'll wait.
What?
Because I did. I got my foot up there, and he says, you know, he's like touching my foot with the end of a pin,
mm-hmm.
touching my toe. He said, "Can you feel that? Can you?" I said, "No, I can't feel anything." He says, "Great. You know, this is going to be absolutely painless. Don't worry."
Good.
He gets the pliers. He pulls on one edge of the toenail, and as soon as he yanks even a little bit, I yelp like a dog that has been kicked in the nuts. That's when I go, "Whoa! Whoa!" And he says, okay. You know, everybody is made up differently. And he gets on the phone. "Nurse,
right,
come back in.
Bring back in the idiot that didn't give you the proper anesthesia."
So the nurse comes in again. No, I
should say anesthetic, right? That's the difference.
Anesthetic. I don't want to blame the nurse here. You know, the nurse was very nice.
They can't tell. They can't tell.
Perhaps for the average person, you know, with an average tolerance of pain.
Now, if you felt it, you felt it.
That would be a regular dose. So she comes back in, and again, we go through the exercises of washing the area, swabbing it, spraying it.
They shoot you in the same spot?
Same spot, between the toes again. And again, I'm waiting.
But that time you didn't feel the needle, right?
No, I didn't. You're right. I didn't feel it at all. But I'm just sitting there now, just waiting. And by the time the doctor came in 10 minutes later, he came over, and he actually put his hand, and normally I would not allow anyone to do this, put his fingers on my toes, on my left foot, and was actually doing like this little picky with the market,
mm-hmm.
saying, "Can you feel this? Can you feel this?" I said, "I can't."
If you were conscious, you would have probably liked that.
I said, "I can't feel a thing."
If you felt that, you would have enjoyed it.
No, I'm not a toe person, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
I said, "Can't feel a thing." And he said, "Great. Would you like a magazine?" And I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, some people don't like to see this." I said, "No, listen, if I can't feel it, what the hell? Let me see it." So I was propped up on my elbows, laying back on this table, and my foot was elevated a little bit, and he, like the finely crafted surgeon that he is, he took his pliers and very deftly went underneath the nail on one side and just popped it out, and went on the other side and popped that one out too, and then said, "Great, we appear to be done here. Let me wash the area off.
Pretty significant amount of blood come out when they did that?
Yes, a lot of blood.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of blood, but I don't need any stitches.
How's it feel right now? Has the stuff worn off?
Yeah.
And how's the toe feeling?
It's a little sore, but it's all right. I mean, it's not killing me.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I mean,
you're probably in less pain than you would be if you left it the way it was.
Right. I think so. It looks fun. I'm not going to show it to you today.
I appreciate that.
I'm not going to show it to you because maybe tomorrow. I will once I have a chance to. Because I went right from the doctor's office to work.
You know, that would be a lovely gift for me tomorrow if you would just show me your toe.
For your birthday?
Yeah, my birthday gift of seeing the toe. That would be wonderful.
Because I'm really not sure what kind of mess is going on in my shoe right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they bandaged it up just a little bit.
It's tough when they bandage toes because, you know, you got all that action down there. It's not like a normal area.
And my feet sweat, you know, and I'm sure that I've got the combination of the sweat and the blood, and I've not taken off the shoe since I left the doctor.
Well, if you take the shoe off and the bandage off, you take a look at it this evening and it's green, get back to the doctor as soon as possible.
No, it's gonna be.
Rob says no.
By the time I left the office,
uh-huh.
when the bleeding had stopped, they actually had washed off the toe.
Right.
Because at that point, I still had no feeling in my toes, and it's the funniest thing because at that point, my toe looks like the back of your finger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's completely smooth.
Right. There was no evidence. That there was ever
but you're
even,
growing a new one right now.
Ever even a toenail there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me how lucky I was that, you know, he thought that he might have to put a stitch or two in there. And
what about the thought of maybe numbing all the four bad ones up and doing that to all four bad ones? And
he said, I didn't ask him about that.
Did you think about it, though? Did it cross your mind?
He brought it up and he said, even if you were to rip off the toenails that have the fungus on them.
Right. They would grow back with fungus?
Yes, they would.
I'm sorry.
That the only way to handle that is through this incredibly expensive ointment, which, frankly, I'm not willing to pay. I'm not.
I mean, won't insurance cover it?
I don't care.
Why are you averse to this?
It's a matter of principle with me.
It's putting on the ointment, isn't it?
It's not putting on the ointment. It's the fact that...
But if you had, if you put the stuff on and you paid for the stuff, which apparently is a cure for this problem, you would be...
Not a guaranteed cure.
Not a guaranteed cure. Okay, well then, it's a chance that you'd have to take.
And frankly, I mean, it's not like if I go to the beach,
mm-hmm.
that I always have to wear shoes, and I'm not one of those people that puts my feet in the sand.
Right.
Okay, I mean...
What is the real reason? What is the reason you're averse to this?
I don't want to pay $2,000.
Is that how much it costs?
Yeah. That's how much the medicine costs. $2,000 for a 3-month supply. That's outrageous.
That's a lot of money.
Outrageous.
That is outrageous.
And frankly, I don't want to pay it.
I don't blame you. Now I don't blame you. I thought it was like $800 or something like that.
Well, even if it's $800, that's too much. But the price.
Well, I mean, if you had it like on all your toes, and you walk down the street and children ran away.
I don't think if you buy this stuff, you get it like on a per toe basis. I think it's pretty much whatever comes in the bottle or the tube.
That's really. I mean, that's incredible. It's not like you're taking medicine to live or something like that. It's toe fungus.
And even in that case, he said to me, not a guarantee that the stuff would go away. And he looked at my toes and he said, you know, if you can live with this, this is not so bad that you can't wear sandals or, you know, walk around barefoot. And I said, I do.
Then you're fine.
So when I go to the pool, you know, no one stops me. And so I was like, oh, my God.
And I bet that new one grows back. Beautiful.
I hope so.
Might be the best nail you have.
I hope so, because it was one of the six good ones.
That's a good thing. And you're not in any real pain.
No, not at all.
That's good.
I do have a one on the left, though. It's not my little toe on my left foot.
Right.
It's not exactly fungusy, but it's, what's the word I'm looking for, the consistency? Chalky.
Powdery.
Powdery.
That may be the nails getting brittle.
Yes, it is.
I think I may have something on my pinky toe on my right foot.
Really?
Yeah. Your perfect feet. I don't know. You know, it's on the last toe.
Oh, now, you don't want to see my feet, but I got to see your feet?
Well, I'm just, I'm not sure about it because, I mean, I look at...
I don't want to see your feet.
It's hard for me to say, look at those, though.
I've been through a whole day of feet. I don't want to see your feet.
Look at those. They're really... Look at that.
A little scraped
down on the bottom there.
Oh, how can you touch your feet like that?
This one right here.
You're wearing tennis shoes with no socks.
Yes, I am. Does that appear to be fungus-like?
No, that's... You know what that is? That's
what?
Gross, the fact that you're touching and playing with your feet.
I'm not. I'm showing you the right nail. Does that appear to be... Does it appear to be normal?
No. You appear to have less than a full nail there.
Well, that's because I chop it down real small.
Well, you got some hair on your toes.
I do.
I do. I think that adds a macho quality to my feet, though. No foot odor.
Did you see that, Buzz?
I did.
How can he do that?
That's
how can a guy rub his feet? He's wearing tennis shoes with no socks.
Would you like to smell the tennis shoes?
No.
The tennis shoes are brand new.
He is wearing tennis shoes with no socks. Right. It is 100 degrees outside, I guess you not. And he is rubbing his feet, smelling his hands.
Mm-hmm. It's just my
smelling
feet
his
don't
shoes.
Bother me. My feet, first of all, being as beautiful as they are, they also, as we have discussed before, have no appreciable foot odor. They don't sweat, I don't. But, I mean, I am concerned about this nail right here. But now that I feel it actually is
Don't pick it in front of me. Don't
I'm just making sure.
Don't
so
pick good. It and play with it.
That nail, perfect, 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 perfect.
Okay, congratulations.
But I'm not sure about this nail, and I can't.
I got a bender. Do you want the name of this guy?
Yeah.
Dr. Giggles? It is very good.
I think it's because of the shortness. I think that there is no fungus on my baby toe. I don't believe.
Put your shoe back on, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Will do.
I'm not a foot guy.
Yeah.
I don't like feet. And it took a lot of guts for me to go to this doctor today.
I guess there are foot people. I am really a foot person. I love to have my feet rubbed. I rub my wife's feet all the time.
My wife will occasionally come to me and put her sweaty dogs in my lap and say, rub these. And I say, you know, not if I had asbestos gloves on.
Where do you think that comes from? Why do you think you, of all people, have this aversion?
I don't think I'm the only one that doesn't particularly care for feet.
No, I'm sure there are others, but I just wonder how a thing like that gets started.
I don't know.
Where do you weigh in, Buzz, on the foot situation?
You know, it really doesn't, I don't give it a lot of thought one way. I don't love feet as much as you do, Mike, but I don't fear them as much as you do, Don.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to a classic Burbank answer.
There you go.
Right
down the middle.
Well, in this case, I think that's the place to be.
Well, no, I don't consider what I do that I like to have my foot rubbed to be anything deviant.
Oh, no,
that
was I don't consider the fact that I'm not into feet to be anything abnormal.
Speaking of feet, did you watch 6 Feet Under on HBO this Sunday?
No.
There's a good foot payoff in it. I think you'd enjoy it.
Yeah. Hello.
The whole thing's about a
it's
foot.
True. It is. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Great show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Paul Hendrickson. I've got a little follow-up to shot between your toes.
Yes.
I had to go in to have a little fertility checkup done. My wife and I were trying to have a baby, and testosterone was a little low, and I got a shot of Novocaine directly into a testicle.
Oh my God! All right, stop.
Yeah, think of your toes being spread.
Stop the competition. We have a winner.
Two fingers around the testicle, and it's like you guys playing darts with it.
Did they put you under?
Christ.
I'd
have to be put under. I wouldn't let that happen.
How could you possibly let a guy put a needle in your balls?
Right in it.
I mean, right in it, not like... None of us want to hear that.
I'm sore right now, even thinking.
None of us want to hear that. But how many members of the audience right now are doing what I'm doing? Just grabbing your own ball.
Me.
Going, yeah.
Let's all do
That's
it,
good.
Shall we?
Hey, don't worry, guys.
Jeez.
No needle's ever going to come between you and me.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
You need to go see a podiatrist because...
I did today.
You did? Well, then I went to see one. I had the same fungus for a couple of years. And the podiatrist actually, when she looked at my foot, she kind of reared back and said, yep, you got the fungus. But I took a pill, one pill a week for about 6 months, cleared it right up.
Nah, but one pill a day is such a hassle.
One a week.
I'm kidding. About that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are we doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, as a fellow human being with what my ex used to call tolio, the first time I went in, actually I went to the, we did surgery at the hospital. It was such a funny sight because at the first one, in this gauntlet, it has my name and the procedure. It says left incision, big toe. Went out of that procedure, my toenail became a corkscrew. It looks like a corkscrew now. When they took it off, it came back like a corkscrew. It's like circular motion, if you know what I mean.
Oh, like Porky Pig's tail?
Wow, that's
exactly
horrible.
It's like a corkscrew, okay? So, like, and it's so big now, it became like 3 times thicker than normal. So I have to use a pair of scissors to actually cut across to trim it.
What I wanted
to tell you, Don, was that...
What?
They shaved the toenail off, so it's going to come back and grow in. I've had that done. I've had this done like 5 times.
Now, listen, on me today, they didn't shave it off. The guy came in with pliers and just pulled it out from the roots.
But is it going to grow back or not grow back?
No, he told me it'll grow back.
Okay, this is where I'm going to warn you right now. So what's going to happen is it'll grow back, right? But the tissue or the membrane where the below the toenail where it used to be, it inflates, right? So when it goes back, it's like having an ingrown toenail from left.
No,
right.
That might be just you, sir. Yeah. That's
insane in the membrane. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Yeah, Don, I have a little fun fact for you. Did you know that according to a recent survey, 30% of Americans actually bite their toenails?
Well, those people should be shot.
Yes,
I've never done that. Serious about that. You should line them up.
No need to shoot me. I've never done that.
Shoot them at once.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I got a story of serious nut pain for you.
Nut pain? All right.
Okay, I read this in a sporting magazine. This gentleman was playing rugby and his hip was dislocated, the leg from the hip joint. Mm. They laid him down and his buddies tried to put his leg back in the joint and one of his testicles was in his hip joint when they popped it. They said he screamed so loud that he actually ripped vocal cords in his throat.
Oh, I bet. Okay, yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
I am not well right now.
That's not good.
I am not feeling
I don't know how we got from my toe to some guy's nuts, but apparently we're there.
I am not feeling well right now.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Ouch. That just was painful just to listen to.
Yeah, really?
I got my toe nail pulled off some years ago, and like the other guy, it grew back all mangled and gross. And I have to constantly cut it, and it's just the biggest, worst maintenance thing in the world. And my wife just gets so grossed out.
Well, I hope this one grows back okay, because it was one of the 6 out of 10 that was good.
Yeah,
well,
don't pick at it. Don't play with it, because when that happened to me, I was a kid, and so I picked at it and played with it, and it looks like a ski ramp now. It's like a quarter inch thick at the end, and it's just.
You want to know what I did do though? That was gross.
What'd you do?
And I feel like an idiot because I just yelled at you for rubbing your feet and smelling your hand.
Yeah.
When he pulled the toenails off.
Right.
And he turned his back for a moment, I picked it up and smelled it. I did. Just one half of it that was right. Laying on the little counter there.
I probably smelled a toenail.
It smelled bad. Smelled
very bad.
A lot
going on down there.
Very bad.
A lot of bacteria.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yo, Don.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you go get that toe fixed, please? Because, I don't know, toes like might be like cancer, and it might spread. You might lose your man.
All right, thank you, my friend. I mean, I went to the doctor, though, today.
I mean, you don't want to have a tribute show, though.
Are you late for buying a pair of oversized baggy jeans?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hi. I got one better than that testicle shot that you heard about.
Oh, no.
Well, listen, before you do that, please let me take a moment out to thank our audience. Everybody, give all the guys in the audience a chance to grab their balls before we hear whatever this story is.
Thank you.
To tell you that, once again, here in D.C., we received our Arbitron ratings again today.
Yes, we did.
And thank you once again for making this the most listen to radio show in Washington, D.C.
God bless you.
So we're number one again, and thank you very much.
Great to be number one.
We do appreciate that. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. That we do mean. Now,
God.
Now, when people do this for years and don't even crack the top 10,
right?
It's great to be number one.
So let's get back to talking about the nutsack, now that I thank you for listening.
Actually, I'm going to get away from the nutsack really quick. I'm surprised you haven't heard of this, because you had kidney stones, didn't you, Don?
Yes. Hi, everybody. It's me, the most unhealthy disc jockey in America.
Welcome to Medical Corner.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of this, but what they do is they take a tube needle and they actually put it...
Isn't that what they did to you?
For the kidney stones? Yeah,
that's exactly what they did to me. I had two kidney stones and they took it out back.
No, they put a tube up my...
He mustn't have been listening when you were going through all your turmoil.
No, I had a tube shoved up my wiener.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
It was a glass tube, and then they smashed it with a hammer.
Yes, they did, right.
Oh.
Got a little story about a needle. After
And then they put some Tabasco sauce in.
Right, exactly. And salt. And lemon juice.
How about having a needle put under your eye?
I had that happen.
I had, after I had a nail that went in my eye,
I had a needle actually put Novocaine needle put right one tenth of an inch next to my eye when Chad Ram hit me in the eye with a hammer.
Yeah, and then they.
I was only 5 years old. I'm glad that brings you great joy, Rob.
No, I'm not laughing at that. After I pulled the nail out and got to the hospital, the first thing they do is we have to put a needle under your eye.
Wait a minute, hold on. How did you get a nail in your eye?
Building a barn, driving a nail, and it shot back into my eye.
In the eyeball?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, God damn.
Are you blind in that eye?
I was. I did it 23 years ago. And I'm the guinea pig for artificial lens implants now.
Oh, good. So you can see?
Well, 7 years later, I was able to have an artificial lens in.
Can you see?
Can you see now?
I can see you fine.
Wow, did you get the hell out of your brain yet?
Damn. They left that one in.
All right.
No, but Mike, I want to apologize. I laugh when you always bring up names of your friends from like 30 years ago.
I think I mentioned like first names, but that's the only name I used the last name.
Bad
because
Ram?
I really think I'm owed that since he hit me in the eye with a hammer.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you deserved it.
Yeah, what brought it on?
What is that supposed to mean that I deserve that? What kind of friendship is that where you say that
I'm just taking the side.
How I was
Chad Ram.
I was 5 years old.
Well, maybe in his own 5-year-old mind, Chad Ram decided that you needed to be hit in the eye with a hammer.
I was five. I was a total innocent.
Hammer time.
I was playing with a block of wood, and he said, "Can I have that?" And I said, "Chad, no, I'm playing with that." I turned around. Oh, yes, justifiable homicide, Your Honor.
There you go, right.
I turned around, and as I turned around, all I saw was the hammer coming to my eye.
Wow.
And then the same day, they took me into Hartford to get it worked on, and it was a blizzard. So we were getting like 2 inches of snow every hour and a half. And we had to go in. Excuse me, I just sucked the lung in. And we went in, and that's when my mom was standing next to me. And Dr. Beck, I still remember the doctor's name. Dr. Beck said, this is going to hurt a little bit. And he put the needle into my the corner right here, the corner of my eye. And my eye filled up with blood.
Ooh.
So I couldn't see. And so, you know, it was I was a brave little trooper. I got a lollipop after that. I think I got a few stitches. I still have the scar right there from where it's tiny. You can hardly see it anymore.
Well, someday I'd like to hear Chad Ram's side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no offense.
Okay.
I'd just like to hear what the Chadster has to say.
Well, you know, the Chadster, maybe you can take him out to dinner and hear his side of the story, okay? I don't know where the Chadster is right now.
I don't know exactly, you know.
I really haven't had much contact with him. I haven't seen him. I don't know.
About the block.
I think he might be out around the Sacramento area. I'm not sure, though.
Because it's all revolved around the block you were playing with, right?
I it's very difficult to remember that detail.
See, maybe Chad...
I was thrown immediately into shock.
Maybe Chad would remember some of the other details.
Chad also ripped up my Homer Jones football card. When I got it, I was showing everybody. I'd waited to get this Homer Jones football card, and I was so excited about it. I showed it to Chad. Chad, immediately upon handing it to him, he ripped it into a million pieces.
Oh, you Chad Ram's bitch?
No, not after that, as a matter of fact. That was the day of the reckoning for all the... because I proceeded to kick his ass.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, right in front of his mom.
Oh, good.
I didn't stop. It was like very similar to a scene from A Christmas Story.
Uh-huh. Oh, when you finally have had too much?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there wasn't even a thought process, because I was a lover, not a fighter. Growing up, I really was.
I know.
And it was just, I was on autopilot, you know, because this was just all the stuff. He'd scratch me in my face, too, one time.
Mm-hmm.
So like where I had scabs all the way down my face, where I'd actually been raked by fingernails.
So you were his bitch for a long time before you finally stood up.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
if he hit you in the head with a hammer, with a hammer.
He had a little trouble with anger control when he was a kid.
Ripped up your football card, scratched your face to where you had scabs on your face.
I was not the only victim, though. He hit a kid in the head with a baseball bat.
Wow.
And I forgot whether it was Bruce or Tommy in my neighborhood, but one of those two kids.
Maybe it was Bruce.
I'm not sure. Oh, yes. I'm really not sure.
Well, Chad Ram, if you're listening in Sacramento, California, where we're broadcast every day,
mm-hmm.
call the show.
Yeah, I'd love to revisit that memory.
I'd like to hear your side.
Mm-hmm.
To hear why you felt the need to hit Mike in the eye with a hammer and rip up his baseball cards and scratch his face.
There you go. I'd like to hear that, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I wonder if you could help me put my steering wheel back together. I just ripped it clean out of the column after hearing about a needle in my nut.
Well, all right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Don, Mike, Buzz, and Rob. Hey, I'm calling from San Francisco, home of bestiality. But I've had that toenail thing done on my big toe 3 different times, and when your toenail gets removed, it doesn't grow from the bottom. It grows straight up from where the base of it is.
I don't think that's necessarily a rule.
Don't let these people influence you.
This is just like when any of us has a medical procedure.
Listen,
people are going to call and say, you know what's going to happen? You're going to turn into an alien.
You're going to come in like a corkscrew. That was my favorite one.
No, that didn't happen to me. I have a missing toenail right now. It grows straight up.
You know something? No, no, no. Yours does.
Yours does, sir.
Guaranteed.
No.
No.
What about the guy that had one growing like a corkscrew?
But it grows up. It doesn't grow...
See, a total unwillingness to even hear that side of the argument.
And
yeah, not only does it grow straight up, it becomes explosive.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, have you heard about the little kid that was in Virginia that was born without any eyelids? And when they circumcised him, they took his foreskin and put it over his eyes?
If there's a joke coming here.
Mike show.
You guys are a danger to truck drivers.
Why is that, truck driver?
Because when you're so goddamn funny, I just about wrecked.
There you go. That's it in a nutshell. Warning to all truckers.
Are you driving an 18-wheeler right now? There you go. Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. Hello. Don and Mike show. And Teddy Bear?
Teddy Bear.
How you doing?
That little crippled boy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Mike, I want to say I'm sorry, you know, about your little accident there with the hammer, but I never laughed so hard in my life.
What do you mean about my misfortune?
Hammer time.
I feel bad I had to laugh at you, but that's hilarious.
Sir, if
just,
my...
Just the thought of you getting hit in the head with a
Get in the eye with a hammer.
Sir, that too.
Sir, if my tragic accident can bring you joy, then that is fine with me.
Okay, great. I'm glad then.
No problem at all.
Is that all Chad Ram did to you?
Homer Jones, the...
Scratching of the face.
The scratching of the face and the... the ones I remember.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
Nothing else?
No, we were children.
Hello, Don.
We were very, very small.
Hello.
We wouldn't have even known that at that point.
Hello.
Hello.
You're sick.
Well, I didn't know. I know.
Maybe in your neighborhood.
Hello.
Well, definitely. Maybe in your neighborhood where they developed a little earlier.
Definitely.
From all your stories that I've heard.
Yes. Absolutely. Way of life in my neighborhood.
Everybody got broken in. Oh, yeah. This is disgusting.
Hello.
Hello.
I had to join the boys' club.
Wow.
I probably got my first patch in Weeblos. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, Don.
What?
I got a home remedy for your feet.
Oh, everybody does.
Just pee on them in the shower.
Listen, I heard this from when
Madonna
was on TV 10 years ago saying she got rid of athlete's foot by peeing on her feet. You don't know how many times I've stood in the shower. And it's not it's not as easy to pee on your feet as you might think it is. I mean, you actually have to balance on one foot so you can really, like, hit the area where the athlete's foot is on your foot.
I suppose.
Pee directly on it, because if you just stand and urinate in the shower and you're aiming kind of at your feet, well, the urine gets washed around with the water coming out of the
I was going to say, you know,
shower head.
I was going to say, how do you know that? And then I realized, have you tried the experiment?
Yeah, of course I have.
Because I've peed in the shower, but I mean, I don't think I've ever tried to deliberately hit my feet.
Oh, I have.
Try to hit a toe.
It's hard?
It's difficult. Yeah, it's much farther away and much smaller than, say, a toilet. So
I mean, you know what?
To be honest with you, I think anybody, the average person that pees in the shower, what you're trying to do really most of the time is you're trying to avoid your feet.
Yes, right.
And that's easy.
And that, right, because you just, you know, you kind of arch yourself.
Yeah.
Like this, and you stand there and you...
Yeah, you kind of... Yeah, exactly. You arch yourself and kind of get yourself away from any of the appendages.
Yes.
That's interesting. So trying to hit the toe...
Try to take a leak on your toe.
I will. I will do that tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'll do that now.
Don, have you been on the dump button or is it the pixie?
Oh, it must be the pixie.
A few of these... Call-in jokes, stuff's been getting cut off, I can tell.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't dump this stuff out. This is good stuff we have today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air?
I got a Neil story for you. I was about 17 years old. I had a problem with migraine headaches and I had to go in, and they sent one of those, like a camera deal, up through a vein. And they went in right down next to my nuts. Wasn't actually in them. But I was laying on a table, and they shaved me and everything, and it was a girl that was about her early 20s that did all this stuff.
Wait a minute.
Being that age.
Yeah. Wait, Cletai?
Hold on.
Hold on just a second.
They had to shave him down.
Did you get maybe like an angiogram?
Yeah. they sent that up in there and did like a dye and stuff up.
But it didn't go all the way up to your brain.
Yeah, it went up inside.
Not the camera.
Well, it was like that.
They don't put a camera in your crotch and go up to your forehead.
They might put the camera in your ear to go in your brain, or in your nose, or in your mouth, but that would seem to be the long way around to put it in a guy's crotch to get a camera to his brain.
They had a screen that they showed this dye and this stuff on that this through this vein up in there to try to see if there was a blockage or something in a vein up there.
So you're saying that to put a dye into your brain, they went through your crotch?
Yep. Right down in that area, right in there.
Well, you probably had a CAT scan with that imaging that they use, and also they did an angiogram on you, which is to check out your ticker.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it didn't have anything to do with my heart.
Why would they go in down there?
You go to the doctor and you say to the doctor, you got a problem with your penis, and the next thing you know, the doctor's cut the top of your head off.
Yeah.
But saying, well, this is how we do it here.
This guy went in for migraines. Doctor, I have a migraine. Well, first we're going to have to shave your private area.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
There's a problem there.
Well, I know
from the limited knowledge I have of this, I know that when they're going to give you something to check your ticker, like the, angioplasty, don't they go in through the groin?
Buzz had it right, though. This guy went in for a migraine headache.
The
first thing they do is shave his genitals.
We're going to have to shave your genitals.
Yeah, right. You might want to find another doctor.
Doctor,
yeah.
I've got a bit of a sore throat. Well, let's shave those genitals.
Thank you, everybody.
All right,
goodbye. We're going to clear the lines now. We're going to call 100. Then we do have this amazing new technological breakthrough that I do want to share with you next break. But first, a caller, 100 at 877-365. 36 surprise package selected especially for you. Call 100.
Number 1, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen my baseball?
Hey, check it out.
Have you seen my baseball?
Hey, buddy, come here. I think I know where your ball is.
You seen my baseball?
Yeah, I seen it. You see that girl over there?
That girl?
She has. Except that she doesn't call it a baseball. She's got another name for it.
Have you seen my wiener?
America's premier sex jesters, Don and Mike.
Here we are in time for a call. 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, call 100.
Right, hi, what's your name?
Wayne,
where are you from?
Tampa, Florida.
Wayne, you won the Whammo Fun of the Sun toy.
Whammo.
Leader in outdoor summer toys, and you won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss Sex and the City. New episode Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the HBO. Thank you, Dwayneac, calling in. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you. Hold on just a second, please.
Whammo.
Now, the guys from Journey are coming in today.
All right.
Although, and I know you're goofing on this. I'm a Journey fan.
I like Journey, and my wife loves Journey.
Well, as it turns out, of the five, three are coming in.
Right.
And I think the one who sings doesn't want to sing.
That's too bad.
You know, the rock star thing about, today's a day off and he wants to rest his voice or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think we can pressure them into harmonizing something for us.
Yeah, can't they do it like halfway?
I don't know which one is coming in. The new singer, Steve, I think he's one of the ones coming in.
Dave.
Lisa, if you have something to say to me, come say it. Don't use that goddamn intercom thing, please. Do you hear that cut out in your headphones also, Buzz?
Yeah, I do. I don't.
We're supposed to have... Of course you don't mind.
The golden boy.
what did you want to say, Lisa?
I was just trying to tell you their names. Ross, the bass player, Steve, the singer, and Jonathan, the keyboardist.
Okay, thank you. We're supposed to have a system here where while we're doing the show, if Lisa or Charlie wants to say something to me, they just press a button.
Right.
And I'm supposed to be able to hear it, but it never works.
Not lately.
And I end up just hearing a big... No, I don't even hear a voice.
No.
And for whatever reason, Buzz gets the same sound in his headphones. However, Mike...
The Golden Boy.
Golden Boy.
There you are.
Yeah, Golden Boy.
I requested it then.
Okay, so, so three guys from Journey coming in.
And got it.
Not sure what we're going to do with them, if they're going to perform, or we're just going to ask them how much they hate Steve Perry.
You know, I remember what a thrill it was when, I believe it, Styx came by, when Dennis DeYoung came by. And it's just so much fun to hear those songs. Yeah. And hey, I hope they can do a little something for us, but if they can't, c'est la vie.
So they're on the way in, and before they get here, I think we have a real technological breakthrough on the show today.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how many of you are listening to us right now on radios, boom boxes that have remote controls on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of the modern radios have something called the FAP button.
I know you and Rob have been working out the bugs on this system.
Yes, the separate audio program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know I have this on my TV at home where
right.
you can press a button, you hear it in, you know, in Spanish.
Sure, French.
Sometimes French, sometimes German.
Portuguese.
We have the that same technology available now.
No.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
With a limited amount of receivers that are going to be able to receive it. So let me just say right now, for those of you listening at home, press your SAP German button now. And for those of you who don't have the brand new SAP feature on your FM, or in many cases we're heard on AM, on your AM radios,
right,
we're going to demonstrate now.
Okay.
What we've done is take a portion of yesterday's show,
right,
and we're going to show you how the SAP works.
Okay, very good.
Where what we've done is isolated parts of yesterday's show where you'll hear it start in American, in English,
okay,
and then you will hear
separate audio programming.
I think in my case, it's we're on the German channel.
Okay.
So let's start this now. This is, for those of you listening, hit the SAP button. German. Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Seriously, what are we going to do about that?
My name is Don Geronimo, and I am a control freak. No one else is ever right, because I am always right. Everyone else is wrong. I'm often pushed around by my wife. She busts my balls consistently. I flirt with having a drinking problem. I have martinis all the time. I will not hear a word from someone else, because I am always right. I'm a control freak. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because I am always right. I'm very hard to work with. I will tell you exactly what to do, and I need to have it done yesterday. I crave instant satisfaction, and that is the aspect of me, Don Geronimo. Death to the inefficient.
For the record, Don and Mike, so
that is the separate audio programming.
For me in German.
That's right.
Now, for those of you who have the SAP in Mexican,
right?
Please push your SAP button now.
Okay.
And we will hear, I think if we get this synced up with this technology, you'll hear a transcript of Mike speaking.
All right, very good.
With a Spanish slash Mexican dialect.
Very good. All right, here we go.
Can we roll the Mike SAP, please?
I co-starred with Charlton Heston in Planet of the Apes when I was a young lad.
Hello. I am Mike. I am the Golden Boy. I'm so lazy. I love to lay over here on my side of the console and put my feet up. How many hours until I can have a six-pack or ten of beer? I can't wait. Hold on. Let me call my wife now. Hello, honey. Have you cleaned out the garage? And have you cut the grass? And have you mulched? And have you done all the jobs I told you to do? Good. Because I want to go play golf at my club and then come home and let the kids play crawl on daddy. Because I'm the Golden Boy.
This is a conscious decision, Donnie. That was the Mexican program.
Yes,
it worked.
Now we
great.
Have
Spanish, we should say. Spanish-speaking programming.
Now, I know that the language is English, but let's be honest, it's American. And for those of you of British heritage, if you would please push the SAP British button.
Right.
You will hear, I believe it's Rob Spiewak with the British SAP button.
All right, very good.
You'll push that on your receivers now. You'll receive this.
You are complicated. How much did you pay for that shirt at Target? And then the shirts you buy at
New
York are much more.
My name is Rob Spiewak.
I can't make you out.
I'm a white supremacist.
You're so complicated.
If I had to say how you
dress,
the whole world should be made full of white people with blonde hair and blue eyes.
And then
if you're any other color from any other nation, get the bugger out of me country. Because I'm Rob Spiewak, and I love white people.
How much did you
That's right. I'm Rob Spiewak.
Much more than that, you're just
death to the inefficient. That's what I say. Kill them all and let God sort them out.
Describe it as well.
You.
All right. That is the Rob channel.
And then finally,
great.
For those of you who have the SAP button French, please press on this for the Buzz Burbank translation.
Very good.
Again, SAP
French.
If you have this great new technology, let's roll buzz, please.
Serious story. 10-year-old Sean Jones of Oakland, California, got a brand new bike from Louis Llewellyn.
Hello. Je m'appelle Buzz Burbank.
Today.
I do news by day, but at night my favorite thing is to go home and stock up a big fleet.
Bounce back.
I love to get ripped on marijuana.
A bit.
I love ganja. On the show, I say sometimes I like to go shopping. Sometimes I like to clean my house. I have my cat. I have my beautiful wife. But my favorite thing is, of course, to smoke weed.
Into debt and one more thing.
If you are suffering from any problem medically, I can give you any medication. I have them all in my magic black bag. Over the counter, illicit, illegal, sometimes from Mexico. I have them all. I am Buzz Burbank, the pharmacist with the curly hair.
Economic indicators are up a bit for the third time.
That is our separate audio program.
Now it's not working. I don't get it.
SAP button.
But it can work at any time. You have to have your radio equipped with it. So
right.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Later in the show, we'll give you another test.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, with the same SAP
very good.
Test.
Very good. Good. So German, Spanish, and French speaking.
And also
British.
For British people.
Yes, for British. For people that aren't zoned into the dialogue.
Right. And again, if you don't have the technology, what can I tell you? Go to Radio Shack.
Right.
Pick it up.
Yeah.
There you go. That's how Rob and I spent about an hour today before the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello? Don?
Yes.
I have a solution for your toes. I mean, we call it old cheese over here.
Still on the toes we are.
Excuse me?
He said, still on the toes are we.
Yes, because it's really a concern for me since you guys lost it.
Since what we lost? No, the doctor pulled the toe out, but it wasn't from toenail fungus.
No, because the doctor, he's officially lost it. He could have.
What is this accent? Is this the way you really speak?
Yeah, because I'm a foreigner.
Where are you from?
I'm from Saudi Arabia.
No, this is not a Saudi Arabian accent.
Why? It's a trucker accent, Glenn?
Oh, come on.
Come on, get out of here, please. Wow. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Did any of you guys watch South Park last night?
I caught the end of it, actually.
Rob saw it.
Yeah. 140 times they used the S word last night.
162, I think, was the final count.
Is that, I mean, has that ever been done before on TV?
I don't think so.
Well, it's cable, so it doesn't really count.
But it was kind of a breakthrough because it's basic cable, and they have rules that they have to live by, just like broadcast TV does.
This is gonna piss me off. Let's not continue this discussion because I don't want to hear about somebody else being able to use the S word 162 times.
But on Comedy Central, they certain shows they edit.
They edit movies.
They cut
movies all the time on Comedy Central.
And then they can do it on South Park. I don't understand it.
They usually bleep them on South Park.
Yeah, and they also used a-hole like two or three times and said the full word, which was also shocking, I thought.
Also maybe a sign that no one watches South Park anymore.
Okay,
I mean, if they have to use the S word 162 times.
That's how they're trying to get on the map. Right.
They also said fag, but only allowed the gay characters to say it. They bleeped everybody else.
What was the sensibility there?
South Park's still going strong.
You know what show they should have gotten rid of on Comedy Central was that goddamn Jiminy Glick show.
You know, we were all very excited to see that show last night.
Can't believe we hyped that up like we did yesterday.
You know, maybe when it was a smaller dose of him, it was funnier. But to carry the whole show and, you know, once again, it just, I was the only thing I liked that Martin Short did. I liked Ed Grimley a little bit, too.
Did you guys bail after the first, say, 10 or 12 minutes?
I stayed with it to the very end.
I bailed after Bill Maher was on for 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. I enjoyed the interviews. I thought the first 10 minutes sucked, but I really liked the interviews that followed it.
It doesn't go anywhere.
Hold on, Mike. Maybe I'm going to say something you were going to say. Did you ever watch it when he did it on his daytime show?
No, this was a first for him.
He didn't do it the same on Comedy Central as he did it on his daytime show.
Here's the line, and this is difficult to explain, because what he's trying, when he did it and he stayed in character, and the people that he interviewed played it seriously, and he was going in between with both Bill Maher, because I'm sure it's just a totally free-form improv, and I thought it could not
sound. And, you know, Bill Maher wasn't playing along. That's the problem.
And neither was Steve Martin on occasion, too.
I saw maybe the best one, when he did it on his TV show, on his Martin Short show, he was interviewing Tom Hanks.
That was hysterical.
And it was by the set of Saving Private Ryan.
The
first thing he says to him is, Tom Hanks, what was it like being Magnum P.I.?
That, and right there is what makes that fun. That was, and Tom Hanks, you know, I didn't play Magnum P.I.
Yeah, and Tom Hanks would just play it straight with me, and, right. and Jiminy Glick at that point would just blow by.
Move on, and not even, like, apologize
right.
or anything.
The car was beautiful. Higgins was beautiful.
Right.
I understand you were in the situation comedy, Barney Miller. Like, no,
that's it, and that's and he didn't do any of it last night.
No,
and what I mean, he did a little bit of it, but then it was just.
What was up with the song and dance number at the beginning?
Yeah. Where he came out with the, which he comes out. How many characters does Martin Short do where he comes out with the Ed Grimley dance, with the Ed Grimley knees together dance?
All
stuff,
of
which,
them.
Yeah, all of them, and it sucks. I mean, and then he gets that retread from Laverne and Shirley to be his band leader,
Michael McKean,
playing the harp, and then we're supposed to laugh because they're all supposed to be in the band, but they're not playing their instruments.
Right. I don't know.
I didn't get it, but you liked it, Buzz?
I like the interview parts, but like I said, I'd never seen it before. So
it was much funnier when it was on his lame Rosie O'Donnell-like show, I thought.
I loved those because they were really small little vignettes, and you know, I don't know. It's just too much.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Radio Gods. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I have the ultimate, and I mean ultimate, bad testicle story for you.
Okay, I think we've kind of moved past this topic.
I know.
Yeah, I just stopped feeling crampy.
You got to hear this, though. This is amazing.
All right.
And I would do the collective hold yourself quickly because it's going to...
All right, okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
I was in high school. We were all out at a barn at a kegger. The cops show up, so we all start taking off running. My friend Chad runs. We don't see him. We don't see him for like the next couple of days. We come up to him the next, you know, next time we see him, we go, what happened to you? He's like, well, I was running. I jumped over a fence. And I straddled it. It was a barbed wire fence. He caught his stack on the fence and jumped down. Ripped it open.
Oh.
Testicle uncoiled, like came out. On. Police dogs at that point got him. Like started biting his ankles and stuff. Cops got him, took him to the hospital.
Come on, this is, please. Like, this is the stuff of urban legends now.
Yeah. I know.
I mean, I'm with you up until the point when you said dogs.
Wild dogs started biting him. His testicle completely uncoiled, and they ate it while it was on the ground. And then we went back and we watched the rest of Caligula.
Right, no. But the dogs, they took him to the hospital, and they had, like, what the guys.
Oh, come on, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show, please.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I wanted to call and ask Don, which toe is the one that's giving him the problem?
Which one isn't?
The toe that I dropped the dumbbell on is the second toe on my left-hand foot, the one that's next to the big toe.
I was going to say, just be glad you've got all your toes. I don't have a big toe on my right foot, and I was going to say if you didn't want it, I would take it from you.
Why don't you have a big toe on your left foot?
I lost it when I was a child on a bicycle.
Caught in the, did he catch it in the spokes?
No, in the chain.
Oh, God damn. Hello, John and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Toe go.
Hey, I don't have any toe or nut stories for you.
Good, thank you.
I was wondering if you guys caught that horrible Pee Wee Herman game show on ABC last night.
Well, that was debuting last night, too.
I did. I saw a couple of minutes of it, and the thing that's weird about that is it's... Have you ever seen the movie Mystery Men?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Paul Rubens, who's Pee-wee Herman, like does it, when he's like a farting character in Mystery Men, he's half Paul Rubens and half Pee-wee Herman.
Right.
Same thing on this game show, You Don't Know Jack,
mm-hmm.
where he would sometimes have the mannerisms and speak like Pee-wee Herman,
right?
But still he had like a Beatles haircut on.
With his hair like the bangs right down. Yeah. That's where I saw the publicity photo.
And when I saw it at the very end, it's his disemboweled head in between the contestants saying, that's right.
You mean his disembodied head?
When I say disemboweled.
Disemboweled.
Disemboweled. Wow.
Took the intestines out of his brain.
No, the disembodied head.
Yeah, Pee-wee's got the same problem as Martin Short. He tries to expand himself, but it always boils down to certain of the same aspects.
Which really, you could have Pee-wee Herman as a game show host, and it would be fun.
Oh, we'd
love
that.
They'd bring Pee-wee back.
Absolutely. Everybody would love that. P.W. Herman.
She's the girl on the flying trapeze.
Hey, hold on, sir. Pee-wee Herman singing.
Hold on, we're listening.
She's the sweetest thing that's ever flown in with the breeze.
P.W. Herman.
If you see her,
tell her.
Tell her that I'm in love with her.
She's
the girl
on the flying
trapeze.
Don Geronimo on saxophone, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing?
You know,
anyway.
You did a great job on that album.
Nice. What about Pee-wee?
Oh, I was just saying, like, he chose to wear the same kind of clothes he did in the movie Blow. which I thought was kind of interesting.
And he had the same haircut as he did in Blow All.
Yeah. Like that's his new look now or something?
Must be the new look of Pee Wee Herman.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
No problem. Have a good one.
Thanks. Where are you calling from?
Right here in Capitol Hill.
I really don't care. I'm just padding till the vocal.
She's the girl on the flying trapeze.
Yeah. PW.
She's the sweetest thing that's ever flown in with the breeze. Then if you see her.
Hey, tell her.
Tell her that.
I'm in love with her.
I'm in love with her. She's a girl.
She's a girl.
On the flying trapeze. The girl.
Okay, goddamn, when does that song end?
Never.
I don't remember it being that long. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I had something similar happen to my toe. I dropped a weight on it, and when it came back, it came back extra thick, and I had to go have it removed. And if you don't take the antifungal prescription, like the Lamisil...
Again, I don't really care what this guy is saying. I'm just going to pad it to the vocal on this next Pee Wee Herman song.
Long way to go before that vocal.
Yeah.
All right.
Really? Fascinating. What's your name, my friend?
Jeff.
Joe, where are you from?
Las Vegas.
So your toe's okay now?
Well, I just had it removed the second time about a month ago, and it's coming back okay, but I've been, you know, like the first time I only took the Lamisil for probably a week or two.
Hot in Vegas today?
107.
Well, thanks for listening to our show every day on KSFM Las Vegas. Bye.
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 You the man. That's good. You're out of practice doing that, and that's very good.
There you go.
That's
cool.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, you just saw something that not many people know how to do. This is live radio.
Sing it.
That's great. Sorry. Sometimes I like watching you work.
Who cares what the guy's saying? Right.
Perfect. Though.
Just keep him talking to the vocal.
That's when those of us that are disc jockeys kind of sit back and say, you know, there's a little something to doing that just right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Well, thank you.
Hello.
How hot is it in Vegas?
Good God. Yeah.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, just listening to you on the way home. I'm out in the country. Can't get the radio station now, but just wanted to tell you about my ex-husband, Pete on an electric fence. Knocked him on his butt.
All right.
It stunted his growth a little bit, too.
There was a song about that, too. Don't whiz on the electric
fence. That's right. Don't whiz on. Yeah, that was a.
Itchy and Scratch. No, not
Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Amen, brother.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How you doing? Hey, I've got a quick fix for you, toe. Actually, I stumbled upon this. I had the same problem you did, a couple of toes. Cleaning my boat with bleach water into my bare feet. It was gone in 3 months. I don't know if it'll work for you.
Right, I'm going to do that. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm going to douse my feet in bleach water.
Yeah. Bleach water.
Hello.
Is that a difference? Is there a difference between bleach and bleach water?
It's a bleach with water in it.
Hello, Don.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Or it's water with bleach.
Way to go. Thanks for explaining it to me, Buzz.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I never would have guessed that.
Hello.
Bleach water. Bleach water. We need the bleach water for the boat cleaning.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Don?
Hi, I am fine. How are you? Hello?
Bleach water. I accidentally consumed some bleach water, and I had to terminate the call.
I'm trying. I don't know what happened to her. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I heard that great, great Pee Wee Herman song. I just was tapping my feet to the beat. You know, it reminds me, can you name the two people who have taken a shot in the theater?
Oh, come on. It's John Wilkes Booth and Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman.
No, the guy who's sat in front.
Oh, you mean... Well, you mean took a shot. Oh, that would be Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. And the guy sitting in front of Pee Wee Herman.
Okay.
You know, it is better when it's told that way.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike show. I got a good story for you about my finger. I had what looked like a small zit on the inside of my right middle finger, and I popped it, and it got some kind of weird viral infection that I ended up with this weird thing that kept bleeding, and it just basically looked like a meaty worm was boring its way out of my finger. And it grew and grew, and finally, I was on vacation in California, had to go to the hospital, and they tried to cauterize it, and it just started bleeding, and literally was bleeding around the clock. I had to keep compression on it. It was so nasty.
Yes.
Oh, it was just...
How did the date end?
It gets worse. When I came back, it started growing again, but twice the speed. Like, in a week, it was over an inch long. And I had to go to the hospital again. They actually had to...
You had a worm growing out of your finger.
It looked like a worm. It was some kind of weird viral thing. And I thought it was a vein popping out for a while because it was bleeding all the time.
A flesh-eating virus.
Yeah, it was on the inside of the middle finger.
How did the date end?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I had to go in and get a shot, and they were worried at one point they're going to have to amputate the finger.
What happened?
Well, they had to go in with a scalpel, basically.
What happened?
No. They had to shave.
What happened?
They had to take out the inside section of my finger. They had
what happened?
Cut it out.
How did it end? End the story.
Oh, it was just very ugly and disgusting.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Never know.
Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, I wanted to thank you for your gardening tip. Miracle-Gro for tomatoes really made my pot plants just fly up in the air.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is Jiminy Glick. I'm so sorry you didn't enjoy my show.
You know, sad to say this.
That's a lady doing that, isn't it?
Is this a lady?
I'm Jiminy Glick, and I don't like that kind of insult, sir.
Is this a share lady?
I think it is, yeah.
I don't know if it's the share lady.
Of course
lady.
It is.
It's Jiminy Glick.
You can tell by the obnoxious way of talking.
Share lady?
Ragtime Glick.
Come on now, admit it, if you're the share lady, we'll give you credit.
The share lady does a better Jiminy Glick than Jiminy Glick. I mean, the Martin Short did his right. Jiminy Glick last night. Knew it.
All right. Thank you, share lady.
Oh, good luck in France.
Thank you very much. And you have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Again, I really don't care. I'm just padding up the
room. I know.
You said at first that we would never part.
This is for the share lady.
Then drove us back like Texas to my heart.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, she's a woman of many voices.
You're the biggest cowgirl bitch I've ever seen.
He did do a pretty good Jiminy Glick, though.
Stuffed into your two-tied blue rag machine.
That's because she looks like Jiminy Glick.
Well, I thought of every word from A to Z.
Share lady.
But you put the in country.
Right on.
Right after her.
What do you think about that journey, guys? Are they here yet? Listen, there's some guys not afraid to perform on this show. You put the C in country. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
They live by the ass and die by the ass. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Malley.
It always happens like this on this show. At first they call and they say, Journey's coming to town. Journey's coming and they want to come in and perform.
Right.
They say, great.
Yeah.
Let's get them in here.
Wonderful.
Then I hear early this morning, well, Journey's here. But the singer doesn't want to sing.
Disappointing.
Because today's the day off.
Right.
And the singer wants to rest his voice. All right, that's fine. Then you heard Lisa
right.
About a half an hour ago come in and say, well, it was going to be three of them coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, the keyboard player, Jonathan Kane.
Right.
And Ross, Valerie, the bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve, the new vocalist for Journey.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, only one of them is here.
One out of the original, well, they're supposed to be, yesterday there were supposed to be five.
Yesterday they were five.
Mm-hmm.
Then a half an hour ago there were three.
Right.
And now there's one.
One member of Journey.
One dude.
Yes.
All right. So we can make him wait or we can bring him in.
I think, you know, you're the Journey fan and, you know, my wife's a big fan. I think you should make that call.
I don't know. I'm disappointed that five were supposed to be here. Maybe we should just talk to him on the telephone before we bring him in.
That's a good idea.
What's the number in the green room? Does anybody know?
They can connect you through the front desk.
Through the front desk?
Through the front desk.
Okay, here we go.
Very good. That's a disappointment. I know you were looking forward to having the band in.
Yeah.
WJFK.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. Can you put us through to the green room, please?
Through the front desk.
Through the front desk?
Through the front desk.
That's on the radio.
Yes. Very good. You'd get a yes, no problem.
Disappointing. I know you were looking forward to having a band. Yeah?
WJFK.
Hi, this is...
Does she not know the extension, or...
There's no green room.
There's no green room. What?
The extension doesn't work for...
Are you eating?
No, I'm not.
Of course not. How about the conference room? Maybe they put them in the conference room upstairs?
Hold on a second.
Oh, you know what? Well, that's right. The green room became Steve Goldstein's office.
Yeah.
I assumed he was in with Steve.
The conference room?
No. The green room.
Oh, but isn't the green room now the conference room upstairs?
No.
I was assuming that the green room was still where the green room is.
No, it's Steve.
That hasn't been that way for months.
I know. Hello?
Do you want the conference room?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Steve, the conference room?
No.
For whatever reason, I thought that's still where we hid guests.
Like we'd have people go in and sit next to Steve while he was working, or
I don't know. Hello.
You know, it was a crappy green room, actually.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's me. It's Lisa.
Hi, is he up there?
Yeah, he's right here. Hold on, Ross.
No, you gotta hand it to the people.
Okay, hold on.
Gotta hand it to the people. See, this isn't really the green room. It's the brown room, and I'm being detained. And I decided to go and barge in on somebody's meeting.
Is this Ross?
This is Ross.
Hey, Ross, where are the other dudes?
The other dudes, they're sleeping, man.
Oh, that's right, rock stars.
Well, you know, we traveled 11 hours.
Where'd you come from?
Where did we come from? Pugsley, where did we come from?
Pugsley.
We came from Nashville. It was a long haul.
From Nashville? That's like a 90-minute flight.
You walk?
No. We come by luxury land yacht.
You take the bus.
You're doing the tour bus.
Used to take the bus, and then used to travel by coach. Now we journey by luxury land yacht.
Do you have one of those great...
Hey, listen, man. Yeah. Enough of this detainment in the brown room. I'm coming in.
All right, come on down.
All right, come on in, Ross.
Bye.
All right, bring him in. Bye-bye.
Great.
All right, Ross is coming down here.
I wonder whose meeting he walked in on.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Hope he looks like a rocker.
It sounds like it.
I think you will.
It sounds like it.
Does the press release state if Ross was in the one of the founding members, or is he one who joined up later?
No, I think he's one of the original guys, I think.
Joe, cool. Come up to the...
Yeah. No, Joe, don't.
We'll ask him.
Not with that.
I think everybody's giving us the clue that A.B. May, Easy...
Right.
I hate.
You never know.
Okay. I was shocked. We'd have a rocker on the show who was high.
So they travel by the tour bus.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I don't know if he's... frankly, I remember Steve Perry, Neil Schon, and Jonathan Cain. They're the guys that I remember.
Is that the guy that listens to us out in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this guy might be... someone on the phone would know. Hello, is this a Journey fan?
I am a Journey fan.
Is this guy an original Journey man?
Yes, he is. Ross Fowler, Neil Schon, Jonathan Cain, Steve Machine Gun Smith, and Stephen Perry.
All right, here he comes.
So we're bringing him in.
Hey, he's incredible.
Hi, Ross.
Why is he so incredible?
Yeah. How you doing?
Hey,
how's it going?
Duke. How you doing?
How are you?
All right.
Nice to meet you.
Right.
Hello?
My road manager.
Nice to meet you.
Pugsley. He needs
Hey, Ross.
Hi, Pugsley. Hold on. Hey, shut up there for a second on the phone. Hold on a second.
All right.
Let him sit down and get some headphones and...
I must have headphones.
All right, yes, absolutely.
With a heavy low-end response.
Okay, you got it. You got it. Now I got a bunch of Journey.
For Pugsley as well.
Oh, no, your roadie doesn't need headphones.
Yeah.
All right, here's some headphones for Ross.
Let's make it official.
You know what,
Don?
Hello.
I could have had a career in radio broadcasting, but I kept my night job.
Your music job.
And that's right.
Worked out rather well for you, I think.
First of all, I must apologize for the other members of the band.
Yeah.
It's not as luxurious and la-di-da as you think, but it's been a long haul.
Okay, I got
gotcha,
you.
So.
You know,
yeah, 11 hours. I mean, if you're
like,
driving from
you're on a bus.
That's about right.
But this may sound like a conspiracy, but the whole idea of Journey doing the Don and Mike show was so that I... could come here and hang out with you guys.
Well, now that's what we heard. You listen to us in Sacramento, right?
Sacramento Go Kings.
Okay. So you now do you live in Sacramento?
No, I live in San Ramon.
Where the hell's that?
It's East Bay, San Francisco.
East Bay. Okay, gotcha.
And I really talked to the rest of the guys, and some of them showed interest. And I just somehow knew in the end it would be just me and Pugsley, right?
Now, Pugsley, what do you do? Are you the road manager?
I'm the tour manager.
You're the tour manager, and how's the tour going so far?
Very well.
Very, very well?
Yeah.
Pull the microphone closer
there,
Pugsley.
Guys,
very well.
Is it your job to get these guys laid?
I take the fifth.
Take the sixth. I raise you one.
The non-married ones, yes.
The non-married ones.
Is it still as good as it was in the heyday? Is it still, I mean, as far as, you know,
menu.
Like,
the menu is always wonderful.
So there's lots of...
The principal players are happily married. Just
you
like
go.
You are.
Oh, yes, we are.
Well, no, we really are.
We really are.
I mean, speak for yourself.
I really am, too.
Really? How long have you been married?
That means everybody in the crew gets, you know, taken care
of. I get first choice.
Gotcha. So you mean, so do you get laid, Pugsley?
I get first choice, yes.
Pugsley, really? Way to go, man.
He didn't answer that, did he?
He sort of
skirted the issue.
It's very nice, though. Yeah. That's terrific.
So when I watched the Behind the Music,
the Journey Behind the Music, yes,
I was amazed. And also I saw, I guess, the concert you guys did on DirecTV.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm amazed that you guys found a guy who sounds just like Steve Perry. I mean, to my ears, exactly the same. And he kind of looks like him, even.
Good.
Now, how much... No, that's a compliment.
Thank you.
That's a compliment. How much does that piss off the real Steve Perry?
I have no idea. I haven't talked to him since 1996.
Did you see him on the Behind the Music thing?
I was there. I saw it.
You see him wearing, like, he's wearing like he was going to prep school or...
It's his pinstripe suit.
Yeah.
You know, I bet it, you know.
Yeah,
forget Bob.
The story is that Steve Perry decides that he has some medical problem or something.
Yeah.
And the guys want to go out on the road. They want to push the record. They want to go out on tour. And Steve Perry keeps slowing them down. So finally they say, you know what? F you.
Mm-hmm.
And they find a guy who sounds just like Steve Perry.
Well, there was something inaccurate about the what they said. They said it was a matter of months. It was actually a matter of like 18 or 19 months. So we really waited as long as we could. And we wanted to get going. And fortunately, we found a way to negotiate separation.
Now, when you go out now...
Yes, durnus interruptus has ended.
You know, I don't know whether we're going to get a straight answer out of this guy. I'll be honest with you right now.
Joy, 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 Ren.
Do you hate Steve Perry?
No, I don't.
Do you dislike Steve Perry?
At this point, no.
Really? But there was a time when you guys were, you know, screw the guy, right?
Well,
I mean, you look what he did to you. I mean, you know, he left you high and dry for a while there.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. How high are you guys?
It's called 6 hours sleep on the bus. You know,
now, is the whole band on the bus? Is the whole band traveling by bus?
Neil's got his own bus right now because he's got a new bride and he's got lots of family coming out, so... His new bride just went home, so I decided to ride on the bus with him, and we cleaned out his liquor cabinet
before we went to sleep.
So we had a bit of an evening. You knew you had the day off today.
And I had the day off, but down in my cabin.
No, I don't really want to be on my toes when I do radio. I want to be a little crispy.
Okay. You're right about that. Absolutely.
Now, when you're doing this show here in D.C. tomorrow night at Nissan Pavilion, who are you doing it with?
We got John Waite opening. Fabulous band he's got.
John Waite, right? Missing You. I remember that song.
And he sounds better than ever.
Right.
We got Peter Frampton, who's like solid.
That's great.
I can't deal with Peter Frampton with short hair.
For all of us that grew up in the 70s.
Bring a wig, Don.
Very, very difficult to see. Does Peter Frampton do all the old stuff?
He does it, and he does it better than he did then.
Oh, that's great.
What can I tell you?
And you guys do all your hits?
We do as many hits as we can fit into, like, an hour, 90 minutes.
90-minute show.
Every night.
That's a good gig, isn't it?
Work.
90 minutes.
Good night.
Work.
Yeah, but we
see, Pugsley's laughing over there.
It's an easy gig.
That's like 90 minutes.
I'm not quite sure what all this guy is.
He's just here to laugh. That's all there is to it.
So when you do the 90 minutes, you guys have so many songs. You do different ones some nights and different ones the other night.
We have a set list that involves the classic hits and strategic parts of the set, the beginning and the end. And in the middle, we've got some ballads, and we'll change songs from night to night. We've got like 40, 45 songs worked up, but we can only fit in 18 or 20 of them at a time.
How much money did you guys make when Journey was, I mean, like around the time of Open Arms and...
Big money.
Big money?
Big.
Did you waste it all?
Yes.
Good.
Good for you.
Okay. Did you make any money off the Journey pinball machines?
Yes.
Because I had one.
I kept that money. It was quarters.
I had to go out with that canvas bag at 3 in the morning and kept it.
Okay.
What's the Journey song that you think was most overplayed on the radio?
Overplayed?
In the heyday.
Oh. Okay, how many na-nas are there in Love and Touch and Squeezing?
Really?
We have 10 seconds.
Wait,
now hold on. That's 117.
So that's the one you think is the most overplayed?
I think so.
Really? You don't think it's Open Arms?
I don't know.
Because Open Arms
I listen to you guys. I listen to Art Bell and jazz and whatever. I don't know.
Because if you guys start into Open, you know, that na-na-na, you're rolling your eyes going, oh, Jesus Christ, here we go. We're going to have
to. No, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
It would just be a nice little insight if anyone was going out to Nissan Pavilion tomorrow night.
And well, you are.
When you went
you
into
are,
that.
And you are bringing your families. I insist.
Well, that's very nice of you. That's nice.
Are you available?
Well, listen. Now, here's the deal. I am available.
Where's Homo Joe?
Homo Joe.
Where's Dennis?
Where's Broyhill?
Yeah, you mentioned all these names. You're going to have like a lot of people on the list back there.
Where is everybody now? Broyhill's upstairs. Okay. You may have walked in on his meeting upstairs.
I did.
Dennis Murphy?
I had Lisa hand the phone through the little spy thing where you can spy.
Oh, you know what? Do you know that I discovered that for the first time? How long have we been working here?
You just found out about that
thing? That's the first time. While I was waiting for you guys, I opened up the thing and I stuck my face in there. I said, hi, am I interrupting?
It's right behind the television.
Yeah,
and
I know.
It's a great thing to F with a meeting that's going on.
Yeah, and it's a brown room, not a green room. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a brown room. So if I was to come to the show tomorrow night, I'll tell you.
Now, get there at the beginning.
At the beginning?
Don't be latently fashionable or fashionably late.
Are you guys first, second, or third on the bill?
Yes.
Which are you?
You rotate it?
We're third.
You're third.
You're the closers.
Yeah. We're the biggest.
The closers.
Mm-hmm.
We're big.
The closers.
We're nationwide. We're beefy.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Now,
coast to coast, brother.
Am I going
to
be disappointed by this show? Will you?
Not at all.
Really?
Not at all. There's something for everybody there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But hold on. Let me just say.
I think it would be a wonderful. I mean, I think it would be a great show to go to.
Because you're going
to
think I'm a big fag. This Sunday night, I took my wife. We went to see Donnie Osmond.
I like Donny Osmond.
Hey, listen, I've seen Wayne Newton. He was hot.
Okay. So, and now hold on. Let me stop you right there. When you went to see, I went to see Wayne Newton. But wait a minute. Wait.
He wanted to say something. We've already taken.
No, I just want to ask you a question.
Happens all the time.
About that.
I'm sorry. Your time is up. You've got to go. Get in your limo and go away.
I constantly interrupt Don.
Mike always does. God damn, he's bad.
He never interrupts.
You know, when I get in the car, I've got the car, you know, going, and my wife gets in the car. And she goes, why? What? Oh, you got those guys on the radio? Why? How could it? They're so crude and vulgar. How could any woman? Why? I said, the women are lining up for blocks to get next to these guys, Yanni.
As you see,
being right here.
And I said, honey, they've got families, they've got wives.
Mm-hmm. We do.
They've got children. They talk to them. You know, I think maybe we should call my wife.
Give her your number.
Okay. Write her number.
I'll write it down for you.
Write her phone number down. We'll call your wife.
While you're doing that, I want to ask you about this Wayne Newton thing. When you went to see Wayne Newton.
Yeah, see, you got back to Wayne.
Was it tell me the truth. You went to see Wayne Newton like I went to see Wayne Newton as a goof, right?
It was like, okay, he's there and we're there. Let's go see him.
Go see Wayne Newton.
You know what?
The novelty effect of going to see Wayne Newton. I tipped the guy. I got down to the front row and we were sitting next to people that said,
we just love Wayne Newton. We really.
So we couldn't goof on him.
See, the difference is that I go to see Donny Osmond. He's been on our show a million times. They're going to get us backstage, have dinner with him after the show. My wife and I get there and he's doing, Give My Regards to Broadway. And we walked out after 20 minutes. And they F this, I don't want to see this. So if we go all the way to Nissan Pavilion, what I'm saying, when I get there, you're not all of a sudden going to go, hey, incidentally, you know, all the songs you guys want to hear,
you know,
we've got, you know, we're going to be playing.
Don't worry about it, John.
Okay, all right, I won't.
Your wife will be happy.
What is your wife's name?
Mary.
That's a good thing about going to a show like that. Because, I mean, you are going to see the hits. And, you know, at so many shows you go to, you don't get the hits. Right. And the bottom line, people that go to a concert, they want to hear the hits.
Is your wife at home?
Yeah, and the idea is you got to straighten her out. You got to convince her that
no problem.
You're wholesome people.
Who
we are. You know that. You're sitting here. You know we're wholesome people.
I know. All right, and her name is Mary.
Hello?
Mary.
Hey,
Mary?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now with your husband. Hey, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, great.
Hi.
Hi, hey, Mary.
I'll ask through the moon for you, Mary.
Hey, Mary, right now we're having bestiality in our studio. Coprophilia.
Ooh,
sitting here with Russ, we've got 14 or 15 strippers here right now.
It's fun. That's good.
Yes, we're visiting all the various porn sites on the internet.
And, I'm going to kill my husband. I am going to so kill him.
Well, but now listen, Mary, your husband tells us that you are not a fan of our show.
Well, it's just that, you know.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Blunt.
It's what?
You're very blunt.
Well, very blunt.
So is your husband.
Oh, he is very
was
blunt.
That, was that a pot reference?
Short, but not too big around.
I don't know.
Do you have a picture of Mary with you right now?
So, yeah.
It would help the conversation so much.
Yeah, but he's going in his bag.
There she is.
Mm.
Let's see her.
Wow.
And this is a glamour shot from the mall.
Very hot.
Okay.
You're a very hot woman, Mary.
Wow.
Very hot. Anyway, you guys, I gotta go.
No, you can't go.
No,
Mary. Mary, don't hang up.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh.
Hung up.
Well, thanks for the picture, though. That picture helped a lot, really. It did.
It did. Yeah. How long have you been married to her?
19 years.
Oh, 19
years.
How about that? I got 20 next month.
Boom.
20 right
Boom.
There.
Boom.
20. It's like
Boom.
A jail sentence. So I got to tell you a story. The people that turned me on to your show are Tim and Susan Gorman of Moraga, California.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good, Rob. We applaud everybody on this.
And I believe Rob has a cousin.
Yeah.
In Moraga, and they know your cousin.
Oh, no kidding.
So you were in
trouble. Is that why you applauded, Rob? Was it a legitimate applause?
For my Uncle Tommy.
Moraga.
Uncle Tommy Spiewak.
Yeah, Tom Spiewak.
And my friend Tim is a fine musician, good friend. He played with The Who and the Jefferson Starship, and he told me a story that I got to tell you.
Okay.
One day, you guys were burning big time on the Jefferson wheelchair, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What ended up happening was that got so much publicity that busloads of people that didn't know they were playing showed up. You made the show a success.
Oh, really? So people went to
By
see
burning on them, you made their show for them.
Oh, good.
Well, they're not what they were.
That's wonderful.
But I'm glad we were able to help them out.
What's that? And your uncle runs a survivalist camp out there, doesn't he, Rob?
An efficiency camp.
An efficiency camp.
What is that?
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No, he's a salesman.
Oh,
salesman. How long did to get that 1 hour behind the music? How long did they have to interview you guys for?
Well, have to. They made, I'd say, at least 24 hours of footage, and they interviewed people that you didn't see, like a former manager, our current and past record producer, all kinds of people that had all kinds of things to say.
Were you happy with the final results?
Yes and no. I think it was okay, especially for people that didn't know much about the band. I think it tended to focus on the Steve Perry band rather than a journey that had existed actually long before he joined us.
Right.
It could have been worse. A lot went to the cutting room floor. But, you know, it's not even an hour. It's 44 minutes if you remove all the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the producer was thinking about doing part two.
So there might be a lot of good stuff.
The sequel.
You ever get embarrassed when you see an old video?
Yes.
Like when you guys were... Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, what's the video where you guys are on the dock?
In fact, man.
Which
Separate Ways?
Is that what it is?
Which album is it? It shows me on the back of the album with this, like, silk... satin three-piece gay outfit on.
Infinity?
Infirmity.
No, was it elbow lotion? No, it was debacle. I can't remember. Anyhow, my youngest brother gives me the worst time.
Everything. He says, I still remember that. Do you remember that? You're totally gay.
What is the video?
He goes, what was going through your mind? Who was dressing you up? You know?
What is the video where you guys are dancing around on a pier?
Oh my God!
We're like, you wear these.
Well, that was in the pioneering days of music video.
You wear like these fag sailor suits, or one of you is.
Herbie, yeah, we were playing air instruments. Herbie, our manager, said, "Hey, I got a great deal. We've got this video company in New Orleans. and we can they can cut three videos for such and such a money. We'll go down, blah, 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 blah. So that's what that was all about, and we're regretting it.
You know, most people have to go into their yearbooks to look back.
The chick was pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's very hot.
Okay.
Hey, and I know you don't want to dwell on Steve Barry because he's frankly,
that's okay. I know how to talk around things.
But how funny is it that when he left the band, when he did that song "Oh Sherry," and was Sherry the Yoko Ono of Journey?
No,
she was not.
No, I mean when, you could look at that way, but not really.
Okay, but he wrote this song about her and put her in the video. And then she broke up with him, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's
funny.
In that order. Probably messed his set up pretty well.
Joy, joy, joy. Now that is funny.
He does laugh like that.
Okay.
Bugsley.
We are going to take a break, and Ross, when we come back, look at this.
Who else do you want to call, man?
I got nothing but people who first want to talk to you.
Oh, those flashing lights are for me?
Yes, yeah, those are for you.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Awesome water.
And as a matter of fact, do you have your Rockstar Rolodex with you?
Yeah.
Okay,
who do you want to call?
Give it to me right now.
No, it doesn't work that way.
read me names, and we'll select someone to call.
No, let's think. Ainsley Dunbar.
Who is that?
Never mind.
Who's the most famous person in your Palm Pilot or whatever you have?
He's having some water right now.
This vodka.
Sorry about that.
Who's the most famous?
That's what you get for picking up my water.
I don't know. Maybe, give me an idea here. I mean, you know.
Someone we would have heard of. Somebody from the...
I got to get out my spectacles now.
All right. Someone in
oh, my glasses.
In the music business. Someone...
give me a minute. I got to get...
Call Frampton.
I got to get my glasses.
Television.
Hold on.
Well, you do have those old man... Hey, Buzz, there's a guy who has older man glasses than you do.
Hey, all right. Hey, my wife really hates it when I talk like this to the old worker.
But he's looking through his Rolodex right now.
Let's see.
What letter are you up to?
Yeah, well, let me think about
this. He's self-editing right now. All right.
Cut the commercials. Okay, right. The commercials.
All right, we'll go to commercials.
Go.
We'll come back. Your calls for Russ, and also we'll... Rock.
Right, already. I've got a good joke for you.
All right, and we'll call someone out of his book right after you.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building.
God freaking damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Okay, all right. We're here with Ross Valerie, who was...
Hi, we're back.
The only member of Journey who decided to come in today.
Rest of them are sleeping.
And we were talking during the break, and...
But going the way I really wanted it.
Just you, not them.
Well, no, not that I didn't want them, but I knew this was going to happen, and this is what I wanted.
Well, and you're the only guy that listens to our show, right, out of the band?
There was no way for me to really explain. I just can't explain your show to anybody. But Tim Gorman did help me. He says, best way to explain it is to say, these gentlemen keep the 14-year-old and all men alive at all times.
All right, well, we will
true,
we'll like
nice.
That.
Thank you for your kind words.
Bingo. So here we go. Here's some live calls for you.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Jenny. Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Ross, I'm a huge Journey fan, and it's exciting to talk to you.
Well,
and
thank you.
I have a question.
How huge are you?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. That was his 14-year-old.
Don't forget your wife is listening.
You know, I know this is, you know, these guys are starting to rub off. Please go ahead, Jenny.
Okay.
Stop it, Dawn.
Here was the question.
You stop
all
it.
All the girls wanted to have answered about Journey.
Yes.
Do you remember, I think it's the Evolution album cover on the back when Greg Rowley was wearing those tight white pants?
Yes, and the washcloth, yes.
He had this song down to his, like, mid-thigh.
Yes. Greg Raleigh is for real, but actually Ainsley Dunbar, who I mentioned earlier, has got the largest penis in rock and roll.
that's
why I thought we might want to call him, but I think my numbers are old. Besides, we got a better idea. We're going to call the guys at the hotel.
Yes, we are.
So you're saying that the penis in the picture is real?
That's all for real.
All right. What do you think of that, man?
I'm very impressed, and I'd like to know where he is right now.
Well, Greg Raleigh is happily married with a nice family, and he's in Chula Vista, California.
All right, thank you.
He's got an album out. It is very good.
It's called My Penis.
I think I'll keep it.
It's a My Cod Piece.
Yes. Here is
Standing Hampton by Danny. Greg Raleigh.
Danny, where are you from, Las Vegas?
Las Vegas.
Right, hi, Danny.
How you guys doing, Donna? Mike, Ross, hello.
Loud and clear, bud. I had to turn down the knob.
knob for you.
Oh, I'm
there.
Sorry.
Stop it, Don. You stop it. Leave my knob alone. Okay, go ahead.
There's no bigger Steve Perry fan than I, but I must admit that, what is Steve, a Gary? Is that his last name, a Gary?
Oh, Jerry.
A Jerry. He is fantastic, and he looks and sounds and he even moves like Mr. Stephen Ray.
He moves. You know what? Some people have accused this. Well, you got this guy because he looks like him, and his name's Steve. Well, no, we got him because he can sing Steve's songs.
He sounds just like him. I mean, almost exactly like him, and I'm very impressed. And I know who Ansley Dunbar is. That's the first drummer from Journey when Steve joined.
Do you know about his size?
His penis?
I heard about the penis, yeah.
On a more serial side here, even the majority of the most diehard Steve Perry fans, if they actually listen to our new music or make it to the show, they're usually very happy.
That's how I knew that, I could tell by the voice because...
Moving right along?
The new album.
Oh, no, that's a plug for you. A plug.
The new album, I was amazed, and I'm kind of prejudiced because I was a Steve fan. And let's get this straight.
Oh, Christ.
Was that guy annoying you as much as he annoyed me?
No, I hung up on him.
I'm sorry. Does the guy that you have now...
I didn't hang up. Don hung up on you, bro.
The guy that you're having now...
Call back.
Sing
lead.
Another line open.
Don't call back.
I try to ask this question. Does the guy that you have singing lead now, is it tough for him because he's replacing Steve Perry? Does he get a lot of heat from people? I mean, at concerts where you...
No, he doesn't get heat. It's just, it's a big responsibility. It's a big pair of shoes to fill, but then he's got his own shoes as well.
And how big is his penis?
Well, I haven't looked yet.
Okay.
He has his own room.
Probably by the end of the tour, maybe?
He spends 5 or 6 hours at the venue steaming up the room.
Who has the biggest penis in the current Journey roster?
That I don't know. I haven't made an inspection recently.
Well, you worked with most of these guys.
Yes, but we don't take long showers together,
Well, you've seen their penises, is that right?
I don't recall.
Have you ever seen the penis of Olga Douglas, Neil, Jonathan?
May I talk to my attorney?
All right.
Here we go, another call. Hello.
Okay.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
It's going great, thanks.
Great, good.
Hey, I talked to you guys a few weeks back. I'm that Golden Planet Records guy. Do you
what
remember?
What are you driving?
A Honda Civic.
Have you got the window up?
No. Yeah, windows are up.
One roof is closed.
It's all good.
Okay, go ahead.
He is a little crispy, isn't he?
We don't need the bio. We just need to know what we can do for you.
Go ahead.
I was just calling to say, I'd met Ross a couple years ago in New York when we had our Diamond Awards show, and he's a really good guy.
All right.
I wish him good luck on the tour. That's all.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Your Diamond Awards.
Hello. What, Pugsley?
Hey, by the way,
I have not received my Diamond Award yet.
Ah.
You know, Neil got his. Jonathan got his. Huh. Where's my Diamond Award?
What is your Diamond Award? What is that?
Well, it's a special RIAA, album award for having sold
10 million.
10 million records. We applaud that.
Bang, she jumped.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Be a fun tour to go on.
Chico, California?
You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, hi. This is Dave in Chico, California.
Dave, we don't need the bio. What can we do for you?
Perfectly fine. Huge Journey fan.
Chico, Dave, we love you.
I wanted to throw out big props for the first three albums, which really rocked. I know you were only there for the second two. I mean, Look Into the Future and Next.
I was there for all...
I saw you guys at the Ream Theater in 76. All those great shows. You guys are fabulous.
And it's all about you, isn't it?
How can you stand these goddamn annoying fans you have? Well, they're joyful.
I mean, listen to me. They call up and they give you the bio, and then
Well, they just want us to know that they know a lot about the band, and they've covered it for years. Actually, I was on all the albums except for Glazed.
So you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Did I scare you away?
Hello?
All right, I'll try.
Let's call my wife.
Hello, hey.
Hi, Don and
Watch.
Mike. Hello?
Yeah.
Been listening to you guys since the early 70s. Raised on Radio Mischief.
Yeah.
I watched your preview on satellite for a whole month that it was on every weekend. I've got to look at so many times the Journey. I just have to thank you.
Hey, Rock, I just have to thank you.
Listen to this guy. Thank you very much.
Raised on the radio.
I watched the preview. You know, normally people will go to the porno channels to pleasure themselves, but I chose to do the Journey preview as I would achieve relief.
When you do Separate Ways, by the time you get to the final chorus, oh my God, I have an explosion in my pants.
Ross, I have to tell you, I am fully turgid at this moment.
You know what? You can call me all you want. That's fine.
Rock, I want to tell you something.
You very well
but
throughout the year.
Thanks, buddy. Really, I appreciate
Rock,
it.
Rock, I don't understand why you have to go on a show like this.
You just have to understand that I'm doing a show with Don and Mike, and they have their way of doing
Rock,
things.
Rock, I mean, I tell you that the song is Faithfully.
But hang in there, bud. Thank you.
Make yourself proud.
All right. Thank you, bud.
When I hear the song Faithfully, I have a nocturnal emission.
It's fantastic.
I'm forever yours.
Okay. Did we find anybody at the hotel?
No.
Oh, no.
They're all doing stuff, aren't they? They're all doing fun stuff.
Hello.
Doing stuff.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Hey, you guys got to go see Journey. They kick ass.
They're going to. Hey, I have a drinking question for you, Ross.
Yes.
When you were talking about enjoying the evening last night, when you're enjoying an adult beverage, what is your adult beverage of choice?
Good question.
For those of us that are in our 40s and drink heavily.
Patron Añejo.
Come on, speak English.
He's
talking about real tequila.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
Oh wow.
Patron. Añejo.
Ah.
And you just, what do you
drink? My name, Patron Añejo.
You fill a tumbler with that, or what do you do?
No, a snifter. No lime, no salt. Just
really?
A snifter
sip
of it.
Just sip it.
And like last night on the bus, how many would you throw back?
Three.
And after three of them?
You guys.
Right. The snifter is the size of a small bucket.
Hello,
the size of your butt bucket near the front door.
Oh, the cigarette bucket.
Yeah,
you saw that bucket.
Oh, yes, I saw that ugly thing. It was near the obstacle course in the lobby there.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, you know what today? Oh,
it's Banner Day.
Of all days for you to come by, today's the day that the FBI or someone is down here doing this thing. If you want to get your kid fingerprinted.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Yeah. They did it today in our lobby.
Today's the day.
Why don't you have them do that at the picnic tables where you have the popsicle contests?
I don't know.
You know, this place is exactly as I imagine it to be.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
The bricks, the trees.
Is our studio as crappy as you thought it might be?
No, it's actually far nicer than I imagined.
You're kidding me.
I don't know.
Hello.
He had a lot of tequila.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. On the air.
How are you?
Hey, Ross, you're cool.
What, so are you, man? What's your name?
My name's Jerry. Listen, your drummer, Dean?
Yeah.
The guy is awesome. I saw him when he was 15 years old in Las Vegas. He was in a band called The Enemy, and he was just smoking back then. Everybody knew the guy was going to explode into something huge.
He doesn't smoke anymore. He's a slammer, though. I got to tell you guys, thank you for your call. I got to tell you, Dean,
thank you for getting rid of him. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, very, very good. Okay. Very good radio tech.
Bell.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Next, please.
All right, what about the drummer?
When he was 11 years old, he was in a band, even before The Enemy, and the leader of the band goes, listen, man, I want you to learn all these Journey songs right away. So not only was he learning how to play them, he was learning how to sing them. He's an incredible singer. So.
That's right.
Dean grew up to Journey, and now he is one.
Okay.
Very cool.
Okay, fine. Next.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Are you thinking about Don?
No.
Hey, Ross.
Yes. Hello.
I won't be able to hear Don and Mike anymore in the Bay Area because we're getting away from KHTK, so I've got to tell them.
Wait. Hold it.
No, there's some rumor that we're going to an FM station.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's good. As long as it makes it to San Francisco Bay Area.
It doesn't make it to San Francisco, I promise.
Well, listen, if you will just shut your pie hole for a second. We are supposed to have that San Francisco affiliate also.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any day now.
That's right.
Of course, we've heard that for six months.
Can you tell me what the affiliate in San Francisco is?
Yes.
Is it an AM or FM?
They'll write it down for you.
They'll write it down.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Da, 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 da,
I bet you've never heard of it.
Don't say it. You're AM and FM? That's why we're going on there, because you never heard of it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Mike. I'm not gay. My wife and I really like Journey.
All right.
I'll act as gay as you want in order to get get Joe's tickets.
Huh? To get Homo Joe's tickets?
Yeah, didn't you offer to give the guys in Homo Joe the tickets?
You asked where's Homo Joe?
No, I just wanted to know where all these people were that I've been hearing about for you.
Ah, gotcha.
Oh,
Hello.
Hi, goodbye.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who's this guy?
That's Buzz.
Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Ross.
How you doing?
Big Journey fan. Day.
Nice to meet you.
Really big fan.
Nice to meet you. I'm a big fan of Journey.
You know, but his voice sounds deeper. Can you turn mine up a little bit? Make
I get. I cannot do anything.
Okay, never mind. Let's next caller. Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. I used to listen to Journey when I was a kid, and wasn't really all that into him, but the cool thing about Journey was that if you pretended to like him, you could get girls that way.
There you go.
All right.
All right. There's another backhanded compliment.
That is a wonderfully backhanded compliment. That's a good backhanded compliment.
Hey, listen,
compliment.
You know, in the 80s when I was in another Journey offshoot band, he's, you know, this guy used to be like 6'5" with thick glasses and graying hairs, and I thought you're the best when I was in fourth grade.
Okay.
Now we have people bringing their grandchildren to our shows.
How does that feel?
It feels wonderful.
Does it really?
Yeah, I still got my hair.
Oh, do you? Yeah, you do that.
No, really, no, it's a good thing. It really is a good thing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
I just wanted to ask him a little bit off the topic.
Ask him, his name is Ross.
Ever in his 52 years had a Groundhog Day birthday party?
Well, that is my birthday. And
so
and therefore, I've had 52 of them at least. But
would you like to call Trace?
Not in the groundhog fashion, no, to answer your question. Have you got a groundhog?
No, he's just got like a tan van that you see out in front of your house every now and then.
Oh, God. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Phil? Phil Connors?
Hey, how weird is that, though, that some guy calls up and knows your birthday and knows how old you are?
It's a bio. It's okay.
Okay, you're
hey,
sure?
Ross,
it's not like, these anonymous radio stations that you can't talk about.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an industry secret.
Okay, great.
Hello?
Hey, what's it like to be able to look out in the audience and pick out the most beautiful woman and have her go back to the room with you?
I have no idea. I've been married the whole time.
Oh, sorry.
What about before you were married?
I wasn't.
Or what about from? What about from? See if you work with this one. Other rock stars from stuff that other rock stars have told you. How
yeah, great way to frame
other
the
rock
question.
Stars certainly would enjoy exactly what you're speaking
and
about.
And do they think? Have they told you that it's great?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, Pugsley, it would be your job, I would assume, to make arrangements for these certain individuals to go backstage right, after right. the show. I'm sure you've done that a few. How long have you been managing bands on the road? How long have you been a tour manager?
I've been with this band since 1984.
1984. So you've been doing this a while,
yes.
And would it be your responsibility, Pugsley, if, say, some non-mentioned member of some band said, look at the rack on that girl in the third row. Would you you'd arrange her to come back?
With the passes.
There you go.
And then now when you go to her and give her the pass, do you say, here's a pass, but if you come backstage, you have to...
No, actually, give him the pass and say, the boys will see you backstage.
The boys will see you backstage.
The life of a rock star.
Wow.
Very, very exciting.
For Uncle Winky's meet and greet.
That's his other name.
Uncle Winky.
Rindle. It became Wrinkle, and then Winky, and now it's Pugsley. But he organizes the meet and greet in which we sign.
I thought Uncle Winky was like a name for a penis.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah. Come back and meet Uncle Wink. Good.
Good. Hello.
Good.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hi.
You're on here. Hello.
I went, is the bass player from Journey still there?
You bet.
Yes, he's right here. His name is Ross Valerie.
Ross. Okay. Hey, Ross, I have a question for you. I want to know why... Is Steve Perry not in the band?
Because he doesn't want to be.
Because he's an a-hole.
because he does not want to.
He's a little midget a-hole.
I love Journey.
That's why.
And
he's a little prick.
Great, but I think the lead singer was the best.
No, I tell you why. Because he thought he had visions of grandiose that right. he would go out and be Steve Perry.
Let me tell you something, ma'am.
Yeah?
It stopped being about the music.
No.
Okay.
No, I hate it when guys say that I'm behind them.
No, actually, the simple answer is he does not want to be.
Well, no, I just like him. I like
well,
him.
Well, listen, F
Dave.
You, okay? F
you. Check out the new guy, please. Yeah, I mean, she didn't even want to take the answer. He
brutality at the hands of Don and Mike.
How insulting that is. I mean, ask questions if you want about the prick, but how dare you say that?
How dare you, ma'am?
How dare you?
Ask Ron Bennington. How dare you?
How dare you?
Hell, that dare you. Get off the Steve Perry crap,
right,
okay?
No. Here is an important call for you,
okay,
Ross, right now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hi, Locke. How you doing?
Dennis, I've been listening to you for years. I've even been to your site.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Hey, yeah. What's going on?
Hey, can I have backstage pass, come on, mate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at it. Yeah, I will tell you, Pugsley is now writing your name down.
Dennis?
Yes.
What's your last name?
Murphy.
Now, can you smell that for me?
M-F-M-A-U-R-P-H-Y.
Listen, Ross, this is going to move.
And you bring in a gal, Dennis.
No, I'm just going to be myself.
All right. This will be a move that you will regret the rest of your life.
Oh, come on,
Don. You have been, plus, you have been to Dennis's website?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Christ.
Dennis is right now. Now, Dennis is definitely turgid right now.
Yeah. I can't wait till you sing
on. Well, I'll play it. Somebody else will sing it.
Okay.
Oh, no, actually, I do some...
Yeah. Way to sweat the details, though, Dennis.
Okay. Okay,
all right, Dennis.
Dennis, what is your favorite Journey song?
Yes, Dennis, could you sing it?
Open Arms, could obviously.
You, Dennis, could you sing some of it for us, please? Are you really a fan, Dennis, or are you just making this up?
I'm like, I am a fan.
The first two notes were good.
Come on, sing Open Arms, Dennis.
Open Arms. Is that good?
No, that sucks.
Dennis, how about another Journey song?
Dennis, how do you put up with these guys?
I'll give you an easy one.
Okay.
Sing any way you want it.
Any way you want it, that's the way you want it. Any way you want it, boo, boo, boo.
That's good.
God.
That is rhythmic.
He is awful.
Hey, Pugsley?
Dennis, how do you put up with these
Pugsley,
guys?
Pugsley, see if you can get Dennis laid at the concert tomorrow night.
Yeah, hey, Pugsley, that would be your greatest challenge.
Pugsley, please.
All right.
All right, hold on there, Dennis.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on. Pugsley, it works like this. You see, you get to meet Dennis Murphy. You get to meet the band, but you got to go through Dennis Murphy first.
He wants to meet Winky.
Happy Winky.
Okay. Hello. Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Dennis.
Show. All right, first, hey, Ross.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering, I just turned on the show, but I was wondering, do you have any upcoming projects going on, and who is the best, act that you were working with on stage?
Upcoming projects. I've been threatening a solo career for about 30 years now.
Oh, come on.
I've been working with George Tickner, one of the original members of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And some other players, including Prairie Prince and Neil, and I've got a bunch of people. We have actually almost a CD's worth of material. Mm-hmm. I'd hope to get it out this year, but, I got busy.
Right.
But so I'm doing stuff in my own studio with people and enjoying it when we've not been in a hurry. You asked something about acts.
Yeah, like what was the best or, most favorite, guy you worked with or group that,
Other than Journey, it was definitely Todd Rundgren, Second Wind. Mm-hmm. It's a very obscure album, but it's his best work. Second Wind, Todd Rundgren.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks, Ross.
I'm a giant Todd Rundgren fan, but I'll tell you why he pissed me off is that he came out with I Saw the Light. It's a great song. After We Gotta Get You a Woman.
Yeah.
And I saw him interviewed one time on TV when I was a kid, and he said, writing hit records is easy. I can do it anytime I want. So I sat there and looked at my calendar. And I thought, it's like 5 years until he has Hello, It's Me.
Yeah.
Then it's 15 more years until he has the goddamn song that they play at the Packers games.
Right.
That, I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I haven't heard from him since.
He doesn't care.
If it's so freaking easy, Todd.
Keep doing it. Yeah, but he's got to be motivated. The record industry is just like the radio industry.
Oh, I know. It's all conglomerate.
And you can get lost in the shuffle and nobody gives a...
You're right.
And Second Wind was his throwaway album. That was his last obligation to the record label he was with at the time. I think it was Warner Brothers. They didn't do anything with it. And it was just total genius.
Good stuff. So look for it. You'll have to order.
I will. I'd love to. Because I love Todd Rundgren.
You got to have to order it. Mm-hmm. It's really
something. Up. Anything.
Besides, I'm on it.
Are you ready?
That was the answer to the guy's question. I was involved with that.
Oh, okay.
I guess I wasn't listening.
That's okay, Don. just turn those knobs, Don.
I will.
Okay. All right. We're gonna break. And when we come back,
how come he's standing up and you're sitting down, Mike?
Well, we had a discussion about that earlier.
Okay.
Is it your eye?
Yeah, it's my eye.
Okay. Chad Ram. When we come back. We're going to call the dudes at the hotel, okay?
The guys in Journey?
I can't believe I'm here. I think I'm in my car listening to them.
We're going to call the guys in the hotel, and we'll take a couple more of your calls.
Right, those beer puppies up.
Yes. Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
All
okay, I get it. You're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza. I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
Tasting faintly of salt, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're back for another segment. Ross Valerie from Journey, and I went up to my office, and two Journey CDs. Oh, I forgot to turn your microphone on.
Baby.
Two Journey CDs in my office.
You know what? I was hoping that you could turn down the input volume from the callers.
I can't.
You can't.
And I noticed
this is high tech, let me tell you.
This one here, Raised on Radio.
Glazed on Play Show, yeah.
This is the one that you're not on, right?
That's the one I'm not on. But you know what? There's some fine songs
on
there.
Well, here's my...
We performed two songs from
this song. Kicks ass.
All right.
This is not one of them. It's called Suzanne.
That's cool.
Go for it. Now, this is a good song by Journey. It was like a mid-chart, but I love it.
Go, girl, go.
Let me go to the good part. Hold on a second. All right, here comes the hook. Is this your new CD you just handed me?
All right.
I'm going to sign this for you first.
There we go.
So that's without you.
That's all right.
Then here's the Journey, the one who didn't have this one, Evolution.
Elbow Lotion, yes.
And I was, is this you?
No, I'm the guy in the satin suit. See?
Blue. That's you?
See, my brother, he's going, you're never going to live this one down.
Hey, that's terrific. Christ, I think. Do you look different on that?
Well, don't I?
Look at that queer spacesuit he's wearing.
That was my other line.
Like Tails.
And this is the song that you're most sick of, right?
No. The one that you think radio overplays?
Well, that's okay. But yes, I think this gets the most. But then Jonathan, whom we're going to speak to, may have better accurate statistics about the most played record.
Okay.
Okay. We'll have to ask them that.
Okay. And now give me the new CD. Open it up, Rob.
Let me see what else is on this that I like. This is a good record. Christ. There's almost all these songs I remember being, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's another good one.
That's what I like.
All right.
This may be the best song of this album, I think. Loving You Is Easy. This was never even a single, was it?
What else you got there from there?
There you go. Put your old man glasses on and tell me what stuff you like.
Well, you know.
Okay. Just the Same Way is good, man. Oh, Just the Same Way. What cut is that?
Yes, it is.
What cut is it?
It doesn't. It's not numbered. It's just.
Well, count that. What is it?
It's past my bedtime.
Hey, Pugsley, what's the cut number, Pugsley?
Count.
Eight.
Number eight. We do this one.
Okay. All right.
Do it again. Do it today. Come on,
get this one out of a jingle. Here you go. Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Kramer.
And I'm Twitch.
And I'm Snooty T.
And here's Journey. We're here with Pugsley.
This is the guy with the big schlong.
Oh, this is? Okay.
The same way.
See, you know.
Go, girl, go.
Well, I do dig Journey. So, you know, it's almost better you guys didn't come in. I'd rather hear the record.
Now, what do you like on the new album? Which one of your favorites on the new
Kiss
album?
Kiss Me Softly, World Gone Wild, All the Things I Rub About You.
All right? Kiss Me Softly.
Okay,
Kiss
hold
Me
on.
Softly.
What is the cut number on
number
that?
Number 14, Kiss Me Softly.
Yeah.
So this number 14.
This one's a different thing for Journey.
Okay, here we go.
Journey.
You wanker.
This is
you bloody wanker.
This is the latest offering by Journey.
You wanker.
An album.
You said at first that we was never
part. You bloody wanker.
So do sound for Journey.
Yeah.
But it's got a great lyric.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
music and listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait for the hook here now.
Okay.
I should know that Rock wrote this.
Here
you go, right here, it's beauty.
Great song. I liked it.
All right. Really,
wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
The real new song by Journey.
That was my favorite.
Kiss Me Softly. Now, you know we're going to talk through it.
Well,
we don't
okay.
play records.
That's all right. I know. This is special.
When you say special.
Well, you know, as a DJ, I'll tell you this is a good intro. You could do a heavy rap on this, or you could, you know, do your
strip show.
Or do the, get played in gentlemen's clubs.
Yeah. You can see her with the Windex cleaning the mirror as we speak.
And this all could also get played on station, Jeff.
It's the station even the boss can agree on.
Even his mother-in-law likes this one. Here on Light FM. You guys look like monkeys sitting here nodding your heads to this.
We're grooving, man. Get with it.
Mike's looking like Stevie Wonder now.
I'd like to thank my maker. Thank you so much.
Now, who's pushing this? I mean, are you guys getting promoted on this?
Not a lot at the moment.
Well, you know what?
Sony.
I'm looking at this and I'm thinking.
You get the label.
I'm expecting that it's going to be like when we had Huey Lewis on it. Huey Lewis's his record label is the trunk of his car. I look here. You're still on Columbia.
Sony,
it's the same deal, though, right?
Yeah, well, Columbia is sort of a separate. It's Sony CBS.
Okay, but so you're on a major label.
We are on a major label.
Now, do you feel they're not pushing? How long has the record been out?
Since April. We've been paying their rent for 20 years.
April?
Yes.
So it's been out 2 months.
Yes, not much has been happening.
So, well, let me play it again here. Hold on. You're not even getting like the,
we're getting some airplay on, higher places, and, we had a ballad all the way out, and
right.
It's gone.
It's gone.
But it never really even arrived.
Sounds like Journey.
Right. All right.
Well, I mean, well, of course it is Journey, but I mean, it sounds like Journey.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me hear the other one, the Higher Place.
You know, Charlie.
The Charlie.
Single, number one.
Have a cup of coffee. You have a coffee?
Now, this is Higher Place.
Yeah.
Higher Place.
Hey, I'm playing your freaking record on the radio. Pay attention.
Okay, here we go, Journey. Hey, it's got a good intro, everybody.
I like the intro. I like the bass work.
Well, he's the bass player, Mike.
Yeah,
well,
that's why I sent that.
Oh,
okay.
Devil, people, devil. Work with me.
Oh, I like this a lot.
Look how queer they look on the picture.
Well, I think Ross looks really good. Ross has made quite an improvement from his look of years ago.
Yes, definitely.
That's true.
It was that sex change operation, I think.
You know what you look like in this picture? You look a little bit like Kirk Douglas. Anybody ever tell you that?
Yes.
Spartacus. That's Kitchen Guts.
Rise to these.
How about doing Kirk Douglas as he is today?
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. Open arms.
Well, that to me sounds like Journey.
Very good. Right.
I mean, that's good. That's a compliment.
All right. So we made the bridge, you see.
Yeah, I'm surprised that
the idea was not to lose our audience and just, you know. But the next one's got to be way out, though.
It's got to be way out. What do you mean? It's got to, like, kick ass? It's got to what?
Just
another step for...
How many copies of this one you sell? 10? Seriously, Pugsley, how many copies have you moved since April of the new record?
Yeah, maybe 200,000, something like that.
200,000?
No,
so what do you need for a gold record? 500,000?
500, I think it is, yeah.
500? Okay, go to Amazon.com today and buy the new album.
It's called Arrival.
Buy the new Journey album.
We have it at the gigs, too.
Yeah. You have it at the gigs?
We have signed.
At the venue.
We have
signed.
Signed autographed copies. Of
Higher Place is what you were just playing. I love
that
song.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Hello, Don and Mike, you're on the air.
That's right.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, my name is Dean. I'm from Dumfries, Virginia. I just want to say to Journey that their music has touched my heart back from the 80s. It's helped me.
Is Journey putting music on your heart? Is Journey putting music on your heart?
Well, anyway, they rock. They put out a lot of good music.
Well, you touched our heart.
And they are real good.
Shut up.
Thank you,
Dean from Dumfries.
Send in your donation.
Thank you, Dean.
Send your donation in right now. We'll put it in our Hall of Faith.
Thank you, Dean.
Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, just want to say, grew up listening to Journey. I love their greatest hits. And I was wondering, of their new music, which has been their favorite state fair to play them at?
State Fair.
Oh, the guy busting your ball.
Oh, ball busting.
Okay, Michigan and Kentucky.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how's
it
going?
Hi.
Hey, I'm just calling.
Dump the Stars.
Where can I get the album?
Walmart.
Tower Records.
Tower Records, Walmart, Amazon.
Or at the show.
These guys are not like Huey Lewis. They're not selling it out of the back of their car. I mean, Sony is a real label.
How about it, like Amazon or something?
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Great. We're at the show.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
All right, now give me the number.
That was the first caller you didn't insult.
Oh, no, come on. I'm friendly to everybody. Except these guys that want to go, I want to sound from Dumfries, and it's God put music on your heart. And you know, first off, it's just you, but they called, I want to tell Journey.
Like I want to tell Journey right now.
Boo-it.
I want to tell Journey they changed my life. I don't even like Journey, but I got laid with a Journey record.
May I mention the fact that I'm fully turgid right now?
Who are we calling it? We could call Neil Sean?
You can call Dean or Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Let's call Jonathan Kane.
Okay.
Hold on, let me dial that up here. Is that the number 50?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right, keyboard player Jonathan Kane. And which one is he in the picture?
You go ahead and dial it.
That's Steve, obviously. Is that Jonathan right there?
Next to me. The other Blondie.
All right.
Blondie. Hey, Blondie.
He looks very dangerous.
Bugsley will set us up here.
Was he speaking?
No. Rob has the fake name that he's registered under in the hotel.
The famous fake name.
Look at this from Raised on Radio. Look how queer this guy Jonathan Kane looks in this picture. From this CD. From Raised on Radio.
On the left.
That's him.
That's him. I was having my
I've always dreamed of a waistline like that, though.
Yeah, that's terrific.
To be honest with you. You can relate, can't you, Bugsley? Yeah, all right, thanks. So don't pay attention, please.
Enviable waistline.
All right, now, while Rob is getting him on the phone, let's take another call for you.
Okay, you're on the air.
Ross, here we go. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
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 Check him out. They panic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, Ross.
Yeah.
Hey, I flew back from Vegas a couple weeks ago with Jack Blades.
Okay, all right.
Are you guys ever going to do some dates with Night Ranger, maybe a...
I don't know.
The only
thing we got booked is what we're doing right now with the Peter Frampton John Waite thing, and we're looking at maybe Europe with Styx, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, I know you guys are close with Night Ranger.
Be a good show.
Styx and Journey would be a good
show. That'd be a great show.
Yeah,
what's his face? Without what's their face?
Dennis DeYoung. Yeah. Well, same thing as with Steve Perry.
Actually, we did a festival in Vegas, which you must have seen, right? You still there?
I was at a
that was Phoenix. With the Night Strangers.
Yes.
Las Vegas.
With the Night Strangers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, I'd see you guys in Styx.
That'd be a hell of a show.
All right.
Gary.
Hello.
Gary Scary.
Ooh.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Jonathan not there.
Hold on, Jonathan not there.
Man. Jonathan no home.
Then let's phone Dinas.
Oh, Dean.
Dean, all right, let's call Dean.
Dinas.
Dean. Hello, Dinas.
And he spells his name in a very interesting way, D-E-E-N.
And it's pronounced Dean Castronova.
Hello,
Dean Castronova.
Don and Mike, hello. Turn down your radio, please.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I wanted to ask Ross if the song Open Arms, was that written for the heavy metal album, or is that written before that?
That was on Frontiers.
No, that was Escape.
No, Escape. It was on Escape. Like I said, Pugsley says Escape. He's correct.
Mm-hmm. Was it in the soundtrack today? Are you talking about that cartoon heavy metal?
Oh, yeah, it was in there, but it was provided, but it was for the movie, but it was on the Escape album.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Don, Mike, and Ross, how you doing?
Hey. Pretty good.
Hey, listen, my wife and her two Yenta friends are going to the show tomorrow. They're going to be front row in a VIP section.
And why aren't you going?
I got to stay home and watch my kids.
Oh, that is a loyal thing to do.
So they could go, but I was wondering if maybe they could get on Pugsy's backstage list.
Oh, come on, get out of here, please.
Go away.
Kudos to you, dude.
God, isn't it enough you're watching the kids, for Christ's sake?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ow!
Ow!
Hello. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Great. Listen, I just have two quick questions for you. I was just wondering about Steve Smith. How come he's not touring with you on this tour?
Well, Steve didn't want to be involved unless it was all the original members,
right,
which is a reasonable thing. Also, he has a very successful jazz career.
The Vital Information?
No, who's he? Including all kinds of other stuff.
He was a drummer?
Fabulous musician,
right,
and jazz is where he's really at,
mm-hmm,
and God bless. I keep up with them, and
I think I speak for all the members of Journey FM.
Oh,
he's not out with the band now.
Right.
He is dead to them.
Oh,
now here's a guy on the phone who says he's a neighbor of yours. Hello, is this Barry? Barry.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah,
you got to turn down your radio, dude.
Oh, he's on an awful cell phone. It sounds like.
Is it a smell phone? Do you really have a neighbor named Barry?
I do, man. I can't hear you, man. Speak up.
Well, I'm on cocaine. You know how that goes with the cell phone.
So you're listening, huh?
I am. I'm listening. You sound great.
Is it totally rude or what?
I'm waiting for you to do that impression of the crack guy.
Well, look at this, Mike. It's the most dangerous snipe in the world.
Okay, Mike. You have to do him one better.
What are we doing here?
I think he's doing the
crocodile hunter.
The crocodile hunter.
Oh, go on. That's right, mate. We're going to go down and wrestle that thing. He bit me in the groin. I'm going to have to get a needle in my testicle, mate.
Oh, there you go, mate. Rob, are you having any luck?
Dean's not there either.
Oh, dear.
I thought you called these guys during the commercials.
I didn't call anybody.
Who did? Pugsley?
Pugsley.
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 In the back.
Pugsley.
Bobby. Bobby.
You're amping the show up, Pugsley. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes. Hi.
Hey, Jerry, I had a quick question for you.
Yep.
Percentage-wise, nowadays, are you guys pulling in the same amount of nookie as you were back in the day doing the concerts and stuff?
Well, depends on what you mean by nookie.
Are you talking about money or women, sir?
I would be speaking of the young ladies.
Well, personally, I'm still pulling in the same thing, and that's my lovely wife.
Your lovely wife.
And if you were listening and paying attention, he said that earlier.
But that's okay.
That's all right. Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Man, y'all come back now, you hear? See, now you've turned.
Yes.
You have started to turn on the callers now. You've been in here an hour.
starting to rub off, Don.
And it's not rubbing off.
It's rubbing off.
It's them.
It's not us.
It's them.
Okay. Hello,
Don and Mike.
It's band has abandoned us.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm calling from the hotel.
All right.
Oh, Mary.
Oh. That's good.
That's
with your wife.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
Wait, that's my Mary.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's Pugsley's Mary.
Are you married to a Mary, Pugsley?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
All right, listen. Last time I got to get the sex quiz.
The dreaded sex. He's bringing out the binder.
But couldn't let you go without giving you the sex quiz.
Right.
Absolutely not.
This will be good.
Okay. We ask you to answer these questions honestly and openly.
Do I swear? I swear on the itinerary.
Yes. Okay, now.
Very good.
Both me and Mike and Buzz, Rob, we've all taken this quiz.
I understand, but what were the answers?
Who's the most recent, who took it up in New York last week?
Candace Bushnell.
Oh, yes, Candace Bushnell, who's the creator of Sex and the City.
Oh.
Yes,
and the author of the book.
So here we go. Have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
No.
Don't lie, you son of a bitch.
boring, no.
Wow. Have you ever had sex with a woman while she's menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No. Don't lie to me, you a-hole.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Of course.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No. Don't lie to me, you a-hole.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No. Don't lie to me, you a-hole.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
That's wrong, Bob.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
In the butt, Bob, no.
No. Have you J-O'd today?
No.
Wrong. Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
And finally, you can round it off to the nearest 10, 50, or 100.
Okay.
What is your total number of sexual partners?
Total number of sexual partners would be 11.
No, come on.
11.
11?
11.
Please, you're in freaking
the
journey. Journey. 11.
Okay, listen. For my career, I've been in two marriages that total to 31 years. Okay?
11.
You're a disappointment.
You should turn in your rock star card when you leave today.
No.
I find this is Buzz. Give me the awful, awful results for Ross.
Ross, are you really a musician? I'm really a professional musician. 5 yes answers.
Oh, Christ.
Very conservative and 11 partners.
Well, 11 partners, yeah. That's it. And we, of course, applaud the results.
That doesn't include Pugsley, though, okay?
Pugsley, yes. No, you know who it was who scored higher than this on the test last week? It was goddamn Leave with the Beaver.
Yeah, Gary Mathers.
Gary Mathers.
Hey, you know what?
All right.
Seriously.
You're right. Oh,
give Pugsley the quiz.
Even Pugsley.
No, let's see how he scores for fun. Go Pugs.
Pugsley, how long have you been married?
I've been with her for 6 years.
Ah, there we go.
Good.
Pugsley,
take her for a lot longer.
Be honest, Pugsley.
Yes.
You ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Yes.
There we go.
We're
getting somewhere.
You ever had sex with a woman while she's menstruating?
Yes.
You ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
Don't lie to me, you a-hole.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Yes.
He's so proud.
Yes. Have you ever had sex in a public place?
No.
Don't lie to me, you a-hole.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Have you had sex in the no-no?
No.
Oh.
Ow. Have you J-O'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
You ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
And again, to the nearest 10, 50, or 100, how many sexual partners?
Now, what would that include in terms of activity? Any sexual activity?
Any sexual activity.
Any sexual activity.
It's going to be 50.
50.
50.
50. 50. 50. All right, well.
Yeah.
It's a better number.
A little better.
Way to go, Pugsley. Buzz, how did Pugsley do?
Pugsley had 6 yes answers. Yeah. A little stronger.
Yeah, but he had some partners.
And he's a 50 partners. There you go.
Still, you're
proud
of it. You should turn your road manager card. It's awful for you guys being rock stars and stuff.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Man.
I'm really sorry.
Well, listen, we're done with you now. You got to go.
Just don't berate me in front of the fans, okay?
We won't. Journey.
What an unexpected surprise, though. Yeah. Ross came to play today.
Everybody in D.C., go see Journey tomorrow night, Friday night, Nissan Pavilion.
Now, I want to be able to phone you guys at any time.
We're going to give you the hotline.
Okay. And I got to know, like, what stations you're playing on so I know how to listen to you.
We'll get you the list.
Got it.
You get the list?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, Rob, please do give him the hotline.
Rob's Beware.
Have a great, great show tomorrow night. Well, where's your next stop after here?
Let's see. We're going to
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
And Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And Atlanta. North Carolina.
So you guys travel at all? You going to do a Las Vegas show anywhere?
Not in the near future.
No, we had
that
our...
That look tells me that management is not happy with you.
No,
management is very happy. We've done a ton of those recently.
We had our spring tour.
We don't like touring like you do. We don't like...
Now, who is the guy that you invited in and he did all those spot intros for you? He read a bunch of stuff.
Walker?
That's our announcer, Dude Walker. You know, can I do some Dude Walkers?
You want to do... All right, hold on.
I would really love to.
All right, very good.
I'll play you one and then you can give us your...
And I'll rattle it off for you.
Here it is, right here. Let's listen to it.
Okay.
Then let's make it this one. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's make it this one, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, very well done.
Very good.
Let's give him another shot.
One more shot.
That's a tribute to Buzz. Here's another one.
Okay. Damn dirty apes, Don and Mike. Damn dirty apes, Don and Mike.
Let's do another one. Here we go.
The kings of Cunnypalooza, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. The kings of Cunnypalooza, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, one more. Here we go.
With a reminder not to say yes, yes to the no, no, the Don and Mike Show. With a reminder not to say yes, yes to the no, no, Don and Mike.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done.
Okay. Are you going to keep any of those so that I can hear myself on the radio?
Yes. You know what? We'll put those in rotation.
Now, that stuff that's already been done, how about some text that has never appeared?
You want to ad lib on the fly?
No, I want you to just feed me like you fed him.
Well, no, we'll see. We had a writing meeting when we...
Well, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll do it on the phone.
Okay, do them on the phone.
All right.
It's a deal.
You do one for us right now before you go. Here you go. They're not rock stars, but they're sluts. Don and Mike. All right? They're not rock stars, but they're real sluts. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. Yeah. Get out of here.
Get out of here, both of you guys.
Go come on out.
Bye-bye.
Go see Journey tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Nissan Pavilion.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. You're great. F the other guys.
You guys are great. This has been my live stream for 5 years.
We had a fantastic time,
Ross.
I'm
glad that you came.
You know, it was Willie Boss.
Thanks for the album.
It was. And good luck with the new record.
It was Willie Boss. We'll see you guys tomorrow night, okay?
Okay.
At the show. No headphones.
You got it. And the name of the new album is Arrival. By Journey.
Arrival.
On Sony, Columbia.
Do it
Amazon,
today.
Amazon, Tower Records.
Thank you, Ross.
Come on down.
Thanks for coming in.
Okay.
Thank you, really.
Get out of here. Because you know what we do is we got to talk about you usually.
Right. Take your headphones off. Don't rip them out of your head.
Radio,
thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for being a man of your word.
Take care.
Bye, Buxley.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Ross Mallory from Journey. Thank you, Buxley. Thanks a lot, man. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Christ, this is like the farewell scene in Midnight Express.
He loves to perform.
There you go. Please get out
there
of here.
There he goes.
Bye bye.
All right. See you later.
He's freaking exhausting.
A lot of energy. He's a handful.
He had great energy and great wit. Celebrity he most resembles, I think, is Dennis Leary.
And a guy that we used to work with.
Rusty Ford.
Rusty Ford. He's a dead ringer for Rusty Ford. He's just...
Go!
Run that up!
Go!
Come on, get out of here, Ross!
Go!
And he really does look like Kirk Douglas, especially when he puts those glasses on.
Oh, big time.
True.
Absolutely.
Freaking old man glasses.
Right.
He's a rock and roller.
Nice guy.
Yeah, you know, I'm almost glad that the other guys didn't come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was more fun with them.
It was funny.
I worked out great.
Wish him good luck. Big fan I am of Journey. Like all their tunage.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this was a great one right here.
You had that?
This was a giant...
Were you a music director when that came out?
We played this at Wavo.
Yeah.
We were one of the two stations in America that played this record.
I remember that.
And I like that higher place. I like that a lot.
Sounded like old Journey.
From the new album.
I have this in the car on my way home tonight.
What's up with the other guys, though? He called them at the hotel, right, Rob? Did he ever get a hold of
him? That guy Pugsley, I think, spoke to both of them, and I heard him say, Don and Mike are going to call you in about 5 minutes. Be ready for anything. You cool with that? Okay. They'll call you soon.
And then they split.
I called each room 4 times.
It matters.
Call, but not available.
So Dean, Steve, Jonathan, and Neil.
There they are.
And
F them.
And thanks to... Ross
Valerie.
Ross Valerie, the bass player for Journey.
Valerie, the bass player.
Very wholesome for a rocker.
Yeah, very nice.
Surprisingly so.
And hi to his wife, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Mary.
Giant fan of the show. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
Lawrence, what would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
That's it? You had $1 million, you'd do two chicks at the same time?
Damn straight. Always wanted to do that, man. I think if I were a millionaire, I could hook that up, too, because chicks dig dudes with money.
Well, not all chicks.
Well, the type of chicks that double up on a dude like me, dude.
Good point. Dirty pop.
Always remember, WWDAMD.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
What would Don and Mike do? What's the deal with this pop life? Wait till he gets to that show tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees Dennis Murphy backstage.
He's gone to the website, though. He knows what Dennis looks like.
Yes, but even if you've seen Dennis on his website,
right,
it's nothing like the real in-person smell-o-vision Dennis Murphy experience.
And once again, Dennis Murphy, you know, Pugsley asked him, will you be bringing anybody? No. Just one.
Although I did laugh.
Another missed opportunity for a date.
I did laugh when I heard as they were working out the details. They're giving Dennis the backstage pass.
Right. Right.
They didn't give him a ticket.
No. So you need a ticket to get in.
Dennis needs his ticket to get in.
Lawn seats, Dennis.
Right. buy the ticket, Dennis. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
I'm a big NASCAR fan like yourself, and I work for a company over at Dover, and we offer a driving experience. We'd like to invite you over there and let you drive our race cars around that track one day.
Don't laugh. I had my family last weekend. Looking at me like I seriously belonged in that, what was that HBO movie where they say, I hate this place?
Oh, yeah, like you belong to be in an asylum somewhere.
My wife came in. It was Sunday.
Sunday.
Last Sunday.
She came in and she said, it was Father's Day, as a matter of fact. She about 1 o'clock, she came into the TV room and she said, hey, I'm going to sit outside. Why don't you grab your book and come outside? And I said,
can't do that, woman.
No, I'm watching NASCAR. And she looked at me and it's like, she'll tolerate football.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She'll tolerate basketball.
Mm-hmm.
She'll even not mind on the occasion that I'll watch a baseball game.
Right.
But to her,
NASCAR is, she just can't stand it.
That was the lowest.
Mm-hmm. That you have nothing better to do.
Yeah, hey, hold on a second. Let me see if she's there.
Well, this guy's offering a
I would take him up on the opportunity.
I'd piggyback on that. I'd love to do that. I've done that. I'm the only one on this show that's done that.
That's true.
I went to the Richard Petty driving experience.
You did it at Walt Disney World, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did. It was a real NASCAR.
Hola, Big. Hola.
Hi.
And well, as a matter of fact, Redneck Jr. here was watching the race with me on Sunday.
There you go.
I was humoring him.
No. You were not humoring me, bud. You were watching it.
Yes, just like when I laugh at Dick Van Dyke.
Come on, be honest. You loved it when there was the crash at the 51st lap. And then we watched the end of the race. It was very exciting to see if Jeff Gordon was going to win or if the guy in the Texaco car was going to win.
So it's kind of like a basketball game where you can tune into the very end of it and get the best part of the game.
That is true. Hey, is Mom there?
Okay, I got to go shave myself a wicked mullet. I'll be right back.
Is Mom there?
Yeah. Mom. Okay.
Thanks.
Own.
What did he say about a mullet?
So I got to go shave myself a wicked mullet.
Hello.
Red.
Hi, sweetie.
I've got it, my pumpkin.
Hey, baby.
Yes.
I got a NASCAR guy on the line. I'm going to get an opportunity maybe to drive a NASCAR, but Dover, Delaware, I think is what he's
going
to ask.
Oh, good. You're not in enough danger on the regular roads going the speed limit.
My question is to you, what was it that you found disturbing on Sunday? Because I watch sports on television all the time. Do you remember this past Sunday, Father's Day? When you came in, you came into the cave and you said, hey, why don't you grab your book and come outside? I'm going to sit outside and read. And I said, no, I can't. I'm watching this. And you looked it with real disgust because I was watching NASCAR.
No, it had nothing to do with NASCAR. It was just the fact that the weather was gorgeous. It was a beautiful day. We had the day to be. We could be with each other. We could have a quiet day. We have a beautiful backyard. We could go outside. And you just would rather have watched cars go round and round and round on your dark room inside by yourself. Mm. I just found it pathetic.
I do love the NASCAR. I mean, I love the way
it's been a slow growth. I mean, you didn't start out. As a matter of fact, years ago, you mocked it. And then you kind of got an interest in it when they started putting cameras in the car.
Yes, and on Fox, they got 3 and 4 cameras in the car.
They've taken the technology, video technology, and they've made it 10 times more interesting than it used to be.
I don't care who thinks I'm the biggest freaking redneck in the world. I'm starting to know all of the drivers and the cars.
You will really arrive, though, when you attend a race.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how depressing it is when I looked at you on a beautiful day when we haven't even seen each other that much. You've been very busy at work and that kind of thing. And rather than be with me or be outside or be doing anything active, you'd rather watch cars go round and round in a dark room. And I'm looking at you thinking, this is the man I'm spending my life with.
Yes.
It's sad.
No, it's not sad, honey. I'm a NASCAR fan.
NASCAR, my darling. I think you do NASCAR watchers a disservice by lumping yourself with them.
Why?
The point was not that you were watching NASCAR. The point was that you were watching anything all by yourself.
But it was Father's Day. It's the day when I'm allowed to do what I
want
to do.
And do whatever you want.
Yeah, right. And you never get to watch TV otherwise.
Since I started this new job, I have had to curtail my TV watching.
You know, and there's a good example. It's a time when you can do anything you want. And what do you want to do? You want to sit in your room by yourself.
Watch TV. And no, I didn't watch it by myself. The boy came in and watched it.
He wasn't hanging out with you. And you know what? And I appreciate your influence on him if he did end up being like that. That's sad.
That's not sad. That's bonding with the boy and I.
Well, it's sad for me.
You know, he can bust my balls on the air if he wants, but he was enjoying it as much as I was.
Well, now I'm doubly depressed. Thank you.
All right. Love you.
All right. Goodbye.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
She was feigning that. Don't worry about it.
You know, he's really happy.
In France, they call it La NASCAR.
Will you guys find your way to a NASCAR race? That'd be hard to do, I would think.
I'd like to see it in a little French car, though.
But aren't French drivers? I mean,
a little Renault
Grand Prix. Grand Prix drivers. You know, like the ones they were showing on Letterman last night.
Right.
Which I like that more than anything.
Now, Mike said that you would arrive when you went to a race, but you would never go to a NASCAR race, would you? Because what you like is the video technology.
Yeah, right. I think going to the race with the smelly people would be awful.
You know, when I was down at Disney World and they have this thing called the Richard Petty driving experience, and I'm on the golf course doing what I love to do, and I hear, because the course is near the track, and you hear this, and it is captivating, and I mean, I think it's a guy thing where you hear this and you gravitate towards it. That's why I snuck into this place at the very last day before we were going to leave from vacation, and I went into this place and just did it, and it was fantastic. I would think being at a real race where they're really going, you know, well over 225 miles per hour, you're there, you're sitting there. I think it would be a very cool.
You and race. I should race.
I'd love to.
Okay, listen.
I'd love to.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Well, what's the racetrack you work at?
Dover.
Monster
Mile.
Is it where they had the NASCAR race a couple weeks ago?
Yes, it is.
Oh, cool.
Would you be able to get two cars?
We run three cars on the track at one time.
Three cars on the track at one time.
So Mike and I could race each other?
Well, we won't let you pass, but you could go out there together.
We could go out there, I mean, in two cars together?
Yes, certainly.
You know that.
Outstanding. Sign it up.
But we can't pass.
No passing.
Right, no passing. Right. No passing at all.
No problem.
Sign us up for it.
All right, when you come out?
We're serious as a heart attack. How about tomorrow?
We'll be there.
Okay, hold on a second. Talk to Lisa, please.
All right.
And how about for fun, how about we put Buzz in a third car?
There we go.
Sure.
Buzz, would you do that?
Sure, absolutely.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz, you remember at B96 in Chicago, when Dave Robbins and I went to a drag trip together?
That I don't remember.
It was a station promotion.
Did you get in a dragster?
Yeah, I drove a dragster.
That had to be the ultimate.
It was great. It was fantastic. And I cheated. And I won.
You jumped the green?
They've got the thing where they got all the lights that go like red, red, yellow, Christmas yellow, day. Yellow, yellow, green. And about halfway down, I just floored that baby.
There you go.
Well, listen, we're serious about that, Lisa. Get that guy's information. They raced at that track in Delaware maybe 2 weeks ago on Fox.
Very, very cool. Real track.
Right. I'd do that in a second.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to race with you on that track.
That would be, as I said, when I did it the first time, the only thing that it was a ride-along, and they had a NASCAR driver that was in there, and it wasn't, you know, wasn't as much fun. They offer a training class down there, too, where
you actually... I don't think we need that, do we?
Well, no, I think we'd probably go out with one guy, and they tell you what to do on the turns, and, you know, I think you take the turns high, and the straightaways on the inside. I think that's the way you do it.
I don't think we need any help at all, Mike.
Well, I don't think I do.
No.
Well, I don't think I do. Speak for yourself. Hello, Don and Mike show.
No passing.
Right back at you.
Right.
No passing, Mike. No passing allowed.
Yeah.
Hello.
We'd be up 250 miles
away. You know what it would be?
The competitive spirit.
Good evening. I'm Gordon Barnes. I mean, I'm Gordon Peterson. America's two favorite disc jockeys were killed today.
Oh, no.
Their competitive instincts took over all of their safety instincts, which they would.
Turn four at Dover, Delaware.
Let's go live to Buzz, who just says they shouldn't have passed.
I go visit the wall, and Don makes the low turn pass, and it's Don at the checkered flag.
Well, I hope
okay.
So. Sorry about that, Mike.
That's
someone has confidence in me behind the wheel.
Redneck.
God knows he's the only one that has that confidence.
Is that the guy that's inviting us down there?
No, that was another guy.
Okay, good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, you're going to have a blast. They do that out here in L.A. on the Pomona racetrack with that racing experience. It's a kick.
Yeah.
Cars go about 160, 170 miles an hour.
Ooh, oh, Christ.
I went, I think I went 140 miles an hour when I was in the car. And the real, it's all about perspective.
Uh-huh.
It really is. I mean, when you're out there, you do feel the speed, but where you really feel the speed is as they're coming out of the pit. As they're getting up to the speed, that's where you're just amazed. And then when you get out on the track, your perspective gets a little different, and you don't realize that you're going 140 miles.
Well, if you watch it on TV, they got this thing on Fox where they got a camera that's right by the straightaway,
mm-hmm.
and they don't say anything. And right. you just see the cars, and you just go, and you realize how freaking fast those guys are.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
As long as the car is equipped the way I need it to be equipped.
With what?
Cup holders.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
And I hope they don't mind if I want to smoke a cigar while I'm driving.
No. And I'd have to bring my cell phone.
Hello.
And my compact.
And free.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
How's it going?
Great.
Good. I went with my friend to Long Pond, Pennsylvania, the Poconos.
Yeah.
And I guess it was the same deal. The Richard Petty experience was like he paid $500. And it was awesome. We were right down in the pits. And then they videotaped the whole thing. And then I brought it home. I was watching it in his townhouse. And you do not imagine how it is when you're there in person. You see on the tape, it's like you're right there. It's incredible. I don't even recommend it to everybody.
That's one thing. When he said like $500, I went the ride along. If you take the little class they give you and then you go out on the track and you drive it yourself, it's extremely expensive.
Sure.
And I think all that cost, you might say, hey, they're trying to rip you off, but I really think it's all based on insurance.
Sure. Well, listen, I'm not paying a dime for this. I mean, I want to do it for free.
I don't think this is the Richard Petty driving experience.
No, I think this is
a real deal here.
This is a real NASCAR track.
Right.
Up in Dover, Delaware.
Cool.
Love it. Tell us when. We'll be there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
It'd be great if we could do a remote from that track.
Why not? Why don't we do a remote from there?
Do a remote. Bring Larry Michael up and have him do actually a play-by-play on our race.
Yeah. God.
On our race with no passing.
That would be so cool.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. I'd like to invite you to a NASCAR race.
No, thanks.
Right there in Dover. Oh, you sit in the stand with headphones and...
Yeah,
sometimes I have to get to hear the drivers.
No, thanks. I get that experience. If I want that, I'll go to Walmart.
I think really, if we're going to do it, it would probably be like on a Tuesday or something like that when we'd
on an off day.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like golf. You know, they have their days
on an off day for NASCAR when the guys aren't out there testing or getting ready for the weekend.
Hey,
hello, Don and Mike show.
Joe.
Hello.
Hello, this is Dale. I'm trying to call. I'm calling again about my friend beating the piss out of Steve Perry.
What?
I got cut off.
You want to talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, hold on.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. A friend of mine beat the piss out of Steve Perry in a Taco Bell in his hometown.
Is this a screen call?
I don't know.
Were you screened?
I was originally.
Hold on a second. Who the hell screened this call?
I don't know. I think Joe's the only one back there.
What's going on?
Joe, pick up line 5. Don't give me a call like this.
Hey, I blew it. Sorry about that.
Who's
it?
Hey, man. Hello?
Hello?
Did they talk to you?
Yeah, you guys sure did.
Well, what's the deal?
Well, see, Steve Perry is from a town in Hanford, California.
Yeah, I don't think they want to talk about Journey anymore.
Oh, they really don't?
No, I don't think they do.
No, we could talk about NASCAR then, man. I promise, Mike, I won't put you in the wall this time.
Hey, you busting my balls?
I got 2 hours.
That's too bad. We're having some fun there.
Yeah, he figured it out like halfway through.
Yeah, we're just having... Okay, last call. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, great, thanks.
I can get you tickets to the Richmond race.
No. Right. Come on, like I said,
you know what it is when we talk about NASCAR.
Yeah,
I get like 150 calls now.
For the 100th time, if I want that experience, if I want that smell, I will go to Walmart. Thank you. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike show.
They're marvelous, you daffy bastard. Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
Broadcasting northern voices for southern ears. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We had so much fun today with Ross Valerie from Journey that, well, I wanted to replay the SAP thing.
That's a separate audio programming.
Don't have time for that today either.
Oh.
I think we just got enough time for a quick 1 minute interview. The 60 second interview. Patented on this show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need to know except the broad's name is Pearl Harbor?
Pearl Harbor.
Oh.
Very good.
And she's tired of being teased.
All right, well, we can help her.
And, bonus, she lives in England.
Wonderful. I heard she's got just a little bit of a drinking problem.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, last interview she did, she was bummed. Sorry. Thought I'd get that out of the way before we get young Pearl, or old Pearl.
Her husband's about to dock inside Pearl Harbor.
Oh, no.
There's the ring.
I wonder if her birthday is December 7th. Be interesting.
Now, Buzz, in England, it's what, approaching midnight?
Let's see, 11:30, yeah, about that.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Pearl?
It is, yes.
Pearl, hello, this is the Don and Mike radio show, and we are calling you from America. We're on the radio right now. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fine, thank you, yes.
Listen, would you have 60 seconds to chat with a couple of our disc jocks on the radio?
I guess.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Pearl.
Well, then let's start the clock right here. Hey.
Hey.
Pearl Harbor. Your name's really Pearl Harbor, huh?
Yes, right so.
That's incredible.
Are you bombed?
Not tonight, no.
Get it, though. Bombed. Pearl Harbor.
You ever thought about changing your name?
What to? Sydney?
Sydney Harbor?
Sydney Harbor.
Ah!
Is that a joke?
I guess there's a Sydney Harbor.
Oh, is there really?
Right.
Since the Disney movie Pearl Harbor has come out, Well, no, let me change this mood. Let me change my, Change my question. Do you hate the Japanese?
Do I hate the Japanese?
I would think Pearl Harbor would hate the Japanese.
Definitely.
Pearl, have you gotten a hard time?
Definitely.
Have you gotten a hard time your whole life for being named Pearl Harbor?
Yes.
Are there any other harbors that have weird names?
Not that I know of, no.
How about your brother Safe?
I don't.
Safe Harbor. You're a lady. Your real name is Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
Do you have any relatives named Deep?
No.
Oh. You know what? We're out of time for our 60-second interview.
Thank God. I was out of gas already.
But, you know, again, for the record, the lady's name is Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Pretty
great.
Pretty funny.
Wonderful, Pearl.
And I believe, for the record, you said Pearl Harbor does hate the Japanese, right?
I wouldn't be careful, wouldn't I, really?
Not really?
Not really?
Oh, okay. I guess being in England would be more of a German-hating thing, right?
Hey! Hey, do you dislike the Japanese, Pearl Harbor? Have you seen the movie that bears your name?
I have, yes.
And what do you think of it, Pearl Harbor?
No, I think it was very good. I enjoyed it.
Good. Does it excite you when you see the credits come on and they put Pearl Harbor up on the big screen?
Yes, I should have a walk-on part, really, shouldn't I?
Yes, absolutely, yes, you Pearl. You're very nice.
Well, Pearl, just let me leave you with these three words. Remember the Arizona.
There you go.
Remember the Arizona.
That mean nothing to you? Don't you know anything about American history?
Not a lot.
I mean, don't you realize that in WW2, if we hadn't jumped in right now...
Right.
You know, you'd be goose-stepping down the streets.
Would you like to thank the United States?
Well, of course.
Oh, that's nice, Pearl.
Would you please thank the United States for saving England in World War II?
I'd be happy to do that.
Just go ahead. We'll record it right now. Go ahead, Pearl.
Okay.
All right. Just say, this is Pearl Harbor. Okay. Thank you to the United States for saving England.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right, this is Pearl Harbor. I'd like to thank the United States for saving England.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Beautiful.
One more thing, if you don't mind apologizing for something. This is Pearl Harbor. On behalf of everyone from England, we apologize for the Spice Girls.
Yes, you can do that.
Okay, ready? Here we go. And remember, start with this is Pearl Harbor, apologizing for the Spice Girls. Ready? One, two, three, go.
This is Pearl Harbor. I'd like to apologize for the Spice Girls.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Good, Pearl.
Very nice.
Thank you, Pearl.
Good job.
And Pearl, last question. You really don't have to, Rob. You're such a historian. Rob Spiewak would like to know, why did you burn our White House in 1814? You are a goddamn historian, Rob.
He is indeed.
You really are. Listen, Pearl, thank you for your time.
Okay.
Hey, just one last thing, and then we'll let you go.
Mm-hmm.
This is Pearl Harbor, Don and Mike's favorite red coat. Come on, Pearl.
Please, Pearl.
What?
This is Pearl Harbor, Don and Mike's favorite red coat.
It's like an endorsement for our show. We're the Don and Mike Show.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
This is Pearl Harbor, Don and Mike's favorite red coat.
This is Pearl Harbor, Don and Mike's favorite red coat.
Very
Bravo.
Good.
Bravo.
Whatever that means.
Good job.
No idea.
Listen, thank you for your time. When you have, are you married?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
Oh, 17 years.
Oh, congratulations.
God bless you.
Do you yell at the end, the British are coming, the British are coming? Okay.
Yeah, you've been wonderful. We'll send you a tube of fluoride toothpaste.
Will you really? Thanks.
Thank you, Pearl. Thank you. Pearl, cook your meat all the way.
Boil it.
Boil it. Yeah. I mean, cook it. Your meat is awful. But thank you. And sorry about that thing with Lady Di.
Thank you, Pearl.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
There she goes.
A nice lady.
Pearl Harbor, very nice.
The real Pearl Harbor. The one and only.
There she is.
All right. There we got all that. We get up for 60 seconds. We got a lot out of it.
Oh, yeah.
It went a lot longer than 60 seconds.
Sure. Let's go to Guy Birdley right now.
Yeah, it's time.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz, it's me.
He made it up.
Hey Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, the congressman, the intern, and the mystery.
Yeah, I want to tell you that. I was right about Robert Blake, even though apparently LAPD has just forgotten about the fact he killed his wife.
Yeah, nothing's going on with that.
Right. It's congressman. Guilty.
Think he got rid of her?
As sin. Oh, please.
Mm-hmm.
He was just friends with her. She just happened to be at his place. They just happened to make cell phone calls the very same day.
You tell him, Judge Roy. A lot of questions.
All right, well, stand by, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
The word from Planet
Crackpot. Two handsome, stunning faggots. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Faggot. Hello, Don and Mike Show. How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
How's it doing, Don and Mike Show? My name is JJ Spider, and I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
It's Joe Pesci. What can we do for you?
I just want to say hi to you guys. You guys rock the house, baby. And also, one more thing. I'm going out to Metgame. There's a truck driver in front of me listening to 102.7, baby.
All right, thank you. Oh, you're calling from New York. Gotcha.
Go Mets.
Thank you, Mike.
Go Mets, baby. Take it easy.
No, hey, go Yankees, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, go Mets.
They need all the help they can get.
Go Yankees.
They need all the help they can get.
Go Yankees. Go Yankees. I mean, they play in the same division as the Red Sox.
Yeah, the Red Sox have the biggest lead on the Yankees that they've had all year.
Uh-huh.
I just have to, you know, take them when I can get them.
News and comments with Buzz, brought to you by Egars.com, your source for Hoyo de Monterrey and Punch cigars. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS. What are the Red Sox have a 3.5 game lead?
Like you don't know.
Yeah, I do.
Like you're not following it every day.
3.5 game lead. However, even if the season were to end today,
yes,
they would still have to go through the buzzsaw known as
the Seattle Mariners.
Right, which is
all making me nervous.
Which is all that stands between me and you getting your head shaved.
So you're already writing off the Yankees?
Never, Mike. never write off my favorite team, the Yankees. I'm just thinking that eventually the Yankees will end up playing Seattle for the ALCS.
Really?
Yes. No.
No.
It's painful. I can barely drag myself to read the freaking box scores.
Right.
The only reason I even follow baseball is because we got this bet about the head shape.
I think I've made it interesting for you.
No, you have.
It's, I'm not about to sit here and say that I feel like I'm confident. It's just, you take them one day at a time. You take those good days when you can get them, and I'm very happy where we are right now.
And you're very lucky with the balanced schedule this year. That apparently, like out of every seven games, the Red Sox play Tampa Bay six out of seven games.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, the Yankees were up against that buzzsaw, the Detroit Tigers.
Strong team, Michael. Mighty strong team.
Oh, yeah.
Formidable they are.
Yeah. Well, they sure look good.
Get the Yankees, I know. Hey, Steinbrenner, how about get your thumb out of your ass?
He will.
How about you do something?
Yeah. Don't worry, he will.
He will. Fire the lovable Joe Torre.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yes. Blasphemy.
Yes, heads must roll.
You really think, you'd be good in a Steinbrenner organization.
I look up to that man. True. I can relate to his managerial style. Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Good news.
Better be a good newscast.
He's got another reliever in the bullpen. Yeah, I understand. Good news and bad for California Congressman Gary Condit. Police say he now is, and I quote, absolutely not a suspect in the disappearance of a young female Washington, D.C. intern.
Gary Condom?
Condit.
Oh, Condit.
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 That's Condit's good news, that he's not a suspect. The bad news is police say they do want to talk to him some more. They now think the 24-year-old Chandra Levy, missing for 7 weeks, may have committed suicide. They're also considering other theories, including a random assault. The parents of Chandra Levy met with the police chief here in Washington, D.C. today, as did their lawyer, who says he has complete confidence in the work of the D.C. police. He, too, is asking Congressman Condit to talk a little more about this.
You know, really, I mean, I think in this day and age, if the guy was banging her...
You better come clean. They're going to find out anyway.
Yeah, sure. Right. I mean, they got cell phone records. They're talking on the cell phone. She's over at his place. He's a married guy, right?
That's right.
She talked
to somebody about moving in with her boyfriend,
right?
And then said it didn't work out. And then she disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The owner of the Pit Bulls...
Do we sound like three guys that know?
Yeah.
We know.
Mm-hmm. Of course we do. We know.
The owner of the pit bulls that attacked a 10-year-old boy in Oakland, California, the owner says he didn't try to help the boy because he thought the kid was dead.
So, there you go.
So Benjamin Moore, that's the guy's name, says he rounded up his three dogs and dropped each of them off in a separate wooded location. That's what he says.
Well, that child had just been mauled to death.
Right.
By my dogs appears to be dead, so let me just get my dogs together and drop each of them off separately.
Yeah, because he panicked, and he wanted to protect the dogs, so he took them to the woods. That's what he says. And so the dogs aren't around, and that's lucky for him, because police can't find the dogs, and if they don't find the dogs soon, they may have to set free the owner of the attacked dogs.
And if they don't find the dogs, the kid has to get rabies shots, right?
Well, they probably have already started those anyway.
I read a story today that said Benjamin Moore was attempting to disguise the dogs.
By painting them.
He painted them.
I bet he thought of that.
I'm very sorry.
As it is, Moore and his girlfriend are in jail right now on felony charges, but they could be back on the street before this day is over.
But let's change the mood.
All right.
Talk about Benjamin Moore's father,
Harv.
Hey, don't get that boy.
He would never harm a flea.
Never, never in a million years, Donnie. Get those dogs off the street. That's my motto. And wear something flimsy, gals.
And his wife, Melba.
Melba Moore. I love her.
Yeah.
I love your singing, honey.
She's beautiful.
And I love her toast.
I do not like my cousin, though, my failing cousin.
Who's that?
Dudley.
His brain hurt.
But I sure do love our other cousin. She's hot.
Who's that?
To me.
And don't forget the other one, Mary Tyler.
Ah, yes, sirree. She's got teeth.
Gary.
Name game.
Glad we're playing the Moore game right now.
Gary, like game show host.
Right, Gary Moore. Moore.
Oh, man. You knew it, didn't you? When you slipped it in there, you knew I'd have a try. You're King of the Moors.
King of the Moors.
Roger
Moore. Thank you,
Very good. The Democrats say that doctors and nurses like it and patients like it, but President Bush says he'll veto the Patients' Bill of Rights.
That's the bill that would let people sue doctors and HMOs for denying them health care. The president says the bill is full of flaws that would drive up the cost of health care.
Buzz, as always, yes. Whatever you mentioned...
I mentioned the pool today.
The Bushes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Jenna Bush speaking. Mm-hmm.
And again, this story you just mentioned was about, what, HMOs?
Yeah, it's a health care bill.
Mm-hmm. Jenna Bush, your feelings on your father signing this... would you put down the bottle? Your feelings on your father signing the health care bill, Jenna Bush?
Can you take off my clothes?
That's her answer to everything.
I don't understand what that has to do with anything, Jenna.
Jenna! All right, listen. I understand you want to pull yourself. That's fine.
This will work.
But listen, about the HMOs.
Do you mind if I just sit on it?
Jenna, please, we'd like you to talk about policy. You know, there's significant health care issues that we need you to talk about. There she's going for her second beer.
Jenna, what about this story? Buzz? What about this story that Buzz just read?
Would you mind helping me?
You know, she always likes a partner when she's having a toddy.
Helping you with what, honey? Christ, that is the third beer that you have had.
Why is she drinking over ice?
I'm all wet. I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
Yeah. Oh.
That's just rude.
Had time to go to the refrigerator, though, didn't she?
Yeah. Her fourth.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Honey, just talk to us, please, about the HMO with your dad.
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
What's that?
Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
Wow.
She is Jenna Bush.
What, five? 5 beers this girl has had.
In less than 5 minutes, she's drinking a six-pack.
Honey, you got a problem.
Oh, my God. Oh, so big.
What, Jenna?
She said something. She said so big. Now she's pouring another drink.
Oh, my God.
Every day she takes a big swig, like chugs it, and then it's disgusting.
You know.
What?
This girl's been riding on my ass all day long.
Perfection.
Time out, Buzz.
All right.
We got to do this. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
This is supposed to be my weekend off. But no. Got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute. You gotta come down here with an attitude, acting all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
It's heat. The Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Don't like this. Got to do it. People have talked about it. People are shocked about it. The husband of a Texas woman accused of drowning their 5 children in the bathtub blames her alleged actions on severe postpartum depression.
Please.
He held a family photo today and told reporters that the smiling wife shown in the picture is not the same woman accused of killing his children.
Right. Fry that bitch.
Mm-hmm. In England, postpartum depression is a viable legal defense for women accused of killing their toddler. She'd apparently been responding well to antidepressant medication, but that changed apparently when her father passed away.
I am serious. Fry that bitch.
Oh, I mean, really. It's, everybody's got a disease.
She's facing charges that could, in fact, lead to the death penalty.
Good.
A book claims that the president was once arrested on drug charges. That book hits the stores next month.
Is that about President Bush?
Yes. The book Fortunate Son claims that George W. Bush was busted for cocaine possession in the early 1970s. The book says there's no public record of the arrest because W. did community service work in exchange for erasing it from the files.
Jenna?
What are you doing on those blankets?
No, Jenna, these are very serious allegations against your father. How do you feel about it?
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
Uh-huh. Jenna?
Well, now,
see what alcohol does to people.
What a little tart she is. Let's just go on with the story. Jenna will chime in what she feels like.
The White House says the book has been widely dismissed as science fiction, and in fact, the author himself has done some jail time.
Let me take off my clothes.
The book claims 3 sources, a former Bush classmate at Yale, a longtime Bush family friend, and a high-ranking advisor to Bush. Now, to make matters worse...
Do you mind if I just sit on it?
A group called Students for a Drug-Free White House is launching a radio ad campaign asking Bush to come clean or, quote, forgo your federal salary.
Would you mind helping me?
Groups upset about the Education Department's threat to withhold college financial aid to students who don't answer questions about past drug use. The president's refused to answer those same questions, saying only that he committed youthful indiscretion.
For the final time, Jenna, drink your beer and tell me. for the final time, what do you think about that story?
I'm all wet. I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
Jenna.
Gus wants the party.
Jenna.
That was a wet one.
Oh, Jenna.
Oh, dear.
Jenna.
It's out of control.
Oh, you pig.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
What's that?
Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
Here she goes. She's out of control.
Hey,
the Disney executive who brought us the box office disappointment, Pearl Harbor, has resigned in disgrace.
Oh, good. Off with his head, I say.
Amen. Peter Schneider resigned just days after the opening of Atlantis, which the company considers another letdown.
Schneider!
Disney normally has the number one summer animated movie. This year, it won't. That honor goes to DreamWorks for Shrek.
Oh, you know, that Jeffrey Katzenberg, he has got to be loving it.
He's happy. No replacement has been chosen yet for Schneider. The movie Pearl Harbor did get a nice reception, though, at its opening in Japan today. More than 30,000 people turned out in Tokyo to see the blockbuster.
We like it very much because it doesn't mention that we are the bad guy.
Right.
Did they buy tickets or did they just sneak up on it?
Oh, hey, you!
We are importing better movies from Japan. They saw the movie in a baseball stadium called the Tokyo Dome. The screen was 10 times the size of the average apartment in Tokyo.
Domo arigato.
Hello. I write this movie because we are good guys in the movie. Everybody forgot that we bombed Pearl Harbor. We understand movie doing very bad box office.
What you're about to hear is a list of 68 insults. It was put together by an Israeli lawmaker who wants these insults banned from the lawmakers' debates in that country. He's heard these things in Parliament before. He doesn't want to hear them again.
All right, let's hear them.
Here's the list. Animals, anti-Semit, backstabber, blood drinker, swamp fly, boors, brain defective, cheat, coarse, contemptible, corrupt, defacer of property, degenerate, dirty, enemy, evil one, fascist, father of violence, fifth column, filth, gang, government of murderers, gut ripper and eye gouger, horror, humbug, hypocrite, idiot, instigator of murder, Jew hater, king of the swamp, leech, liar, loathsome, lunatic, man of blood, tortured saint, may your name be blotted out, madman, mental case, monster, murderer, Nazi, nincompoop, occupying army, parasite, philistine, pig, PLO, prisoner of wealth, poodle, racist, reptile, savage,
reptile,
scoundrel, slanderer,
scoundrel.
Character assassin, spiller of blood, swindler, terrorist, threat to the state, thug, total non-entity, traitor, Trojan horse, troublemaker for Jews, ugly, venal, and worthless. Married 3 years ago in Minneapolis' Mall of America are having a baby. Dave Weinlich. Dave Weinlich's friend started a campaign to find him a wife. In the end, he let his friends choose one of the 25 women who applied for the job. They got married at the mall, and today Elizabeth Weinlich gave birth to a 9-pound baby girl named Emily. Dave says the pregnancy strengthened their relationship. Kids, don't try this at home.
Right, Buzz, hold on, please. We've got to do this. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
They love their mammals. Don and Mike.
Well, one of us does.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi,
Don and Mike. Supermodel Nikki Taylor's going to be all right.
Well,
that's good. I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
The Atlanta hospital treating her car wreck damaged liver has upgraded her to good condition and moved her out of intensive care. Taylor had been in critical condition for the past 8 weeks.
I hate this place. Nothing works here.
Yes, her voice has lowered, though.
Work. I've been here for 7 years.
Nikki,
nothing works here.
Come on, Nikki.
I hate this place.
There she is.
You're
making
it's going to be all right. Your liver's better.
Yeah. Nikki Taylor, supermodel.
She's got a better liver now than anybody on this show.
Probably. The real secret to bigger breasts may not be surgery or pills. It may be you just have to massage them.
Well, these hands are ready.
Absolutely. We offer our services?
Yes.
Masseuse in Thailand. You might need training.
And then again, maybe not.
Don't think so.
A masseuse in Thailand. You're practicing now, I
we
see.
Are.
Mm-hmm. A masseuse in Thailand says she has enlarged the breasts of thousands of women in the past 14 years just by using her hands.
Really?
If you have 10 minutes a day for 6 days,
I do.
$380, she will increase your bust size by 1 to 4 inches.
Oh, no, I don't want to pay for this.
Oh, yeah, it's $380.
No, what I meant is
we want to work for it.
When you said if you have 10 minutes a day for 6 days a week, I'm thinking, I got 10 minutes a day.
Actually, speaking to women there, because they're the ones who would probably want bigger breasts.
Yeah, they pay you to do it.
Yeah,
I got 10 minutes a day for 6 days a week.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm down to 10 minutes a day.
To feel women up.
The masseuse's customers, who say it's a little painful, back her up, though. And
it's not being done right.
Even some doctors are saying the century-old technique just might work.
Gently.
No, not gentle at all. The masseuse squeezes, pinches, and slaps fat and muscle on other parts of the woman's torso.
Oh. I pay you to work it, not to jerk it.
To force fat into the woman's breasts.
Oh, dear. That sounds painful.
That's not nice.
Then gives her patients exercises to do at home.
Baby, do you like that when I do that to you?
If you have a question,
yes.
I know we can help you too. Mm-hmm. I want you to pick up the phone and give us a try.
Yeah, baby.
This call is free.
Right.
Pick up the phone now.
I will.
Tell them just a fancy.
Do you like when I rub your breast, baby?
You know, she enjoyed having you do that, and she's dead to me now.
Oh.
So to speak.
Come on.
Hello, baby.
Don't you like it when I rub your breast, Esther?
I do. I do. From my torso to my nipples. Donnie. Thank you.
More today on Kids and the Internet.
Thank you for massaging my breasts.
Esther Roll, the late Esther Roll.
They are so tender.
That.
Thank you.
More today on Kids and the Internet, and I like this because it's revealing about kids and parents in general.
You mentioned... Not me, but you did mention the Internet, which means it's time for another episode of... DonAndMike.com.
Don and Mike Show!
Hey! DonAndMike.com. Up there you.
Yeah. A survey shows that 61% of parents say they have set limits on their kids' time on the web. But only 37% of the kids say their parents have set limits. 61% of the parents say they check on the websites their kids visit. But just 25% of the kids say their parents check. More than two-thirds of the parents say they have sat with their kids while the kids were online. But fewer than half the kids seem to remember that ever happening.
Yeah, because they're staring at that screen.
Interesting.
All I know is that my kid's got eyes in the back of his head. As soon as I get near the computer,
shuts it down.
Immediately, the screen changes to something else.
Oh, really?
As soon as I get there, it's always like he's clicking off something. Or I say, oh, you're instant messaging. He says, no, I'm not. I say, Marty, I heard the ding, 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 you know, the sound that you make when you instant message back.
Right.
He's, oh, yeah, someone was instant messaging me. Oh, yeah.
The three of us could learn from him. You know, signing off quickly.
Oh, right. Oh, gotcha. Oh, the porn site. Yeah, okay. Exactly. I'm with you, bud. I'm with you. Okay.
Women love the bad boys. Russell Crowe, who's had his way with Nicole Kidman, Sharon Stone, Meg Ryan, and Courtney Love, is the favorite among People magazine readers on People's list of America's top 50 bachelors.
You know, I'm no homo, but I like Russell Crowe. I think he's outstanding.
He's dashing, too. I mean, I really do.
Okay.
He's fantastic. I love Gladiator. Better than Spartacus.
Who did?
Better than Ben-Hur.
No.
I loved it.
There are other bad boys on the list of America's top 50 bachelors. Bruce Willis, Hugh Grant, Charlie Sheen. Tom Cruise is the reader's...
Those guys are fags.
I crow about Crow.
Tom Cruise is the reader's top leading man among bachelors, followed by Dennis Quaid and Alec Baldwin, all three recently available. The favorite friend is Matthew Perry, fresh out of rehab. In the over 50 crowd, Robert De Niro is the winner, followed by Jack Nicholson, Rod Stewart, and George Hamilton.
Oh, we appreciate it. We're playing your sexy music now,
but I like it.
Russell.
We just revel in that for a second.
Crow.
Freaky fires in London. Fire investigators say a goldfish bowl sent more than 24 people to the hospital.
Hospital?
Here's how it happened.
Hello?
The bowl acted as a kind of magnifying glass that focused a beam of sunlight on a garden shed. The shed and the poisonous chemicals inside burst into flames, producing smoke and fumes. And the fumes got worse when the fire department tried to douse them with water. Before it was over, 18 firefighters, 4 paramedics, and 4 neighbors were taken to the hospital because of a goldfish bowl.
Really?
I think it's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way. No.
Dangerous fumes.
Charlie and Joe get around. In Rome, meanwhile, a man died after surgeons accidentally burned his breathing tube with the surgical laser they were using.
Oh, no.
3 doctors and the head of the hospital have been forced to resign because of the screw-up.
I'm sorry, Charlie. I screwed up again.
And from our short but sweet Isn't It Ironic department, in the Asian state of Turkmenistan, the head of the railroad company has died after being run over by one of his own trains.
Oh, no, so fast.
He should have seen it coming, but he didn't. The 41-year-old who got the job 5 months ago was hit from behind as he was crossing some tracks.
Oh, Mr. Sonny.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Mr. Buzz.
You bet. You're welcome.
Time now for a call 100.
Right.
And a prize package selected especially for you. Phone number 877-365-3636. Same as it's been all day. Good luck.
Number 1, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
This announcement, as unbelievable as it seems, is true.
Graffiti Audio Video is desperate.
So desperate that Graffiti will give you a cheap watch just for listening to this message.
Listen for the secret word in this commercial, then come to the new Graffiti Audio Video store at the Fair City Mall in Fairfax, Virginia, at the corner of Main Street and Pickett.
You'll get a brand new wristwatch, and you can check out their incredibly low prices on all the best names like
Sony, Bose, Denon, Onkyo, Nakamichi, and Polk.
Graffiti has them all and at discount prices.
Visit Graffiti Audio Video in the Fair City Mall and simply mention
the secret word,
Geneva, as in Switzerland, to get your free watch. While supplies last, 1 free watch per household address. No purchase necessary.
Graffiti Audio Video with 4 locations to serve you. DuPont Circle, Tenleytown, Bethesda, and the new Graffiti in the Fair City Mall, Fairfax, Virginia.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the f*** I please.
Jesus effing Christ, the Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
Hello. In sports, former Dallas Cowboy Michael Irvin was indicted today on a charge of possessing less than a gram of cocaine. Irvin was arrested last August at a North Dallas apartment where police say they found other drugs as well.
Irvin called me.
But the apartment's tenant wasn't there, and Irvin's lawyer says that invites a legal fight. He says Irvin will plead innocent and ask for a jury trial.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There's his lawyer. He says the drugs were not Michael Irvin's and that his client was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Cal Ripken won't be running for governor of Maryland or anything else.
You'll get my vote anyway.
Oh, come on. Right in.
Yesterday, that state's Republicans were saying he'd be a great candidate, but Cal's lawyer says, and I quote, he doesn't have any interest.
Cal would make a great governor.
Besides, as some Republicans found out when they researched it, Cal's not even registered to vote.
Oh, dear.
Finally.
Come on, Cal.
Guy in Pryor, Oklahoma, puts his dollar bill into a Coke machine and nothing comes out. He goes into the store and asks for his money back. Naturally, they say it's not their problem.
Naturally, Buzz.
Naturally. So the guy goes back outside and starts to tip the Coke machine into his pickup truck to take it away. This would be his revenge. But then a cop shows up and convinces him not to take the machine, to put the machine back. So he does. And as he and the officer are walking away, they hear a whirring sound. It's the dollar bill coming back out. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
We gotta go.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Our thanks today to Ross Valerie of Journey.
Right.
We'll be at Nissan Pavilion in Washington, D.C. tomorrow night, Friday, June 22nd, with Peter Frampton and who else?
Be Peter Frampton, Journey, and
John Waite.
John Waite, missing you.
Tickets still available. Look for Dennis Murphy backstage. Tomorrow it's Mike O'Mara's birthday show.
Yay.
With our biggest ever nude fest.
Happy birthday to me.
And guys, feeling lonely? Come see our own Lisa at the Bethesda, Maryland Meyer Emco. Saturday, noon to 2, registered with a Bose stereo system. Auto Park Drive in North Bethesda. It's your last chance to see Lisa before Rob Spivak goes to France.
All right.
See you tomorrow with the new episode. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we are.
Hello?
Mike show, yes.
Hey. I am the 100th caller.
Finally. Thank you for being assertive.
That took a while.
What's your name, my friend?
Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Ashburn.
Ashburn, Virginia, you've won a Whammo Fun of the Sun toy.
Ooh,
Whammo.
Ashburn.
The leader in outdoor summer toys. But wait, there's more. You've won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the sexiest show on TV, Sex and the City. Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central on HBO. And you won the graduation bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Send a bear, Graham.
I will.
VermontTeddyBear.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, no problem.
At Ashburn, VA. Okay. See you tomorrow. With the wacky last show before summer vacation.
Yeah.
It'd be a good one. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Rob.
Baby.
Throw that brown hat in the air. I know. One more to go. We're off to France. Throw that hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after
all. Ross shouldn't have done it any better. You know, once again.
Somebody say, Dennis, you guys, you are the Siegfried and Roy of radio.
I gotta get you a couple of white Bengal tigers.
Oh, please.
See you tomorrow.
So long, everybody. Bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.